you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Let's take another question for you. Good afternoon, talk back. 49 minutes after the hour, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon. This show is very informative. I've heard information that I have not heard elsewhere.
Thank you.
I would like to say welcome back, Mr. Hamilton.
Thank you.
I agree with the there should not be a selective service, because I do not think that if you enacted a draft, so to speak, that you would have people lining up just to accommodate a system that could not find a remedy to Robert Spiewak's bleeding colon.
Would you stop it?
The Don and Mike Show.
Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to receive you.
This is another macaca moment.
Have you seen that girl in the corner?
You belong in a tree. You're a nut.
You are a nut.
A Family Guy?
Faggot.
Hey.
This is another macaca moment.
Okay. I heard that one. This whole thing's a massive failure.
I think this is a massive failure.
A massive
of confidence in management and command.
Yep. Right. I agree.
Oh, look out!
Here's Big Ed now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's
Don and Mike!
Yeah!
Ed Buddy!
Yes, sir. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody!
Welcome back
to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Joe.
How are you doing, Joe?
Welcome.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You heard the phone number a second ago. 877-365-3636.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You're on it. Is this the O.J. Simpson guy?
This is O.J. Simpson.
Oh, man, you're getting burned out, buddy.
Every day he's the first caller.
My God, he's obsessed with the show. He's almost as obsessed with the show as he was with Nicole.
Where's area code 305? That's where that dude is calling from. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, did I win the contest?
What were you trying to win?
Miami. Oh, well, that's where juice is.
I thought you had a call.
It's pick a prize time. You can pick any prize you want. What do you want?
First female caller of the day wins $100.
The female caller of the day. Oh, what the hell are you on? Have you been huffing? Have you been sniffing, propellant?
Do you have a stinky poon? Do you have a stinky poon?
Yes.
Didn't I see you on Cops, and they found a baggie of crystal meth in your nether regions?
No, that was my twin sister.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you smell?
10.
10's bad.
That's a good thing.
Can you describe how surprised you were when the doctor told you were 9 months pregnant?
How many of your teeth are loose right now?
Oh, she's not a fatty, Rob. She's like a meth skinny twiggy type.
She's like a 40. She's a 38-year-old woman that looks about 65.
No, I'm a cow.
You're a cow.
God bless you, Rob.
God bless you. Well, Rob, your odds are pretty good. You pick about. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I interrupted you.
What, honey?
The celebrity I look like most is androgynous Pat on Saturday Night Live.
Androgynous Pat.
Well, now everyone is going to want to look like that.
Welcome to Boner City.
Yeah. So you got real short hair. You got real short bus driver hair.
Yeah, curly like Pat's.
And you're big.
Pat's wasn't curly.
Are you big and sloppy?
Yes.
What are you wearing right now?
Like you like them that way, don't you?
Big and sloppy?
Sure we do.
Yeah.
We like it like we're looking in a mirror.
Smelly cows.
Smelly cows. What are you wearing right now? Hey, you think you might want to breathe in?
She's wearing a very light layer of human waste.
That's how,
when your mom made warm pudding for you,
uh-huh.
you could peel back that first layer of the skin on the pudding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your favorite dessert, ma'am?
Cherry pie
a la mode.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I can tell she's heavy by the way she's breathing into the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like at NASCAR when they pull off the windshield. You know, they've got like four or five windshields.
Yeah.
They peel off the plastic layer.
They would peel off the plastic layer of this lady, and it would be, you know, much like a NASCAR car going around the track. There'd be dead bugs.
Yes.
There would be bird crap, but it would smell bad.
Let's say, you know what? Here's a new thing we're going to do. Let's check the state of your nails. Your fingernails.
Oh.
Look at your fingernails right now and really give us a good idea what they look like.
Oh, my.
They're all white.
Hold on, Rob.
Yeah, they have, like, really dirt, all kinds of dirt gunked under them.
There we are.
Skin and boogers.
Boogers?
Yeah.
Boogers.
Oh, yes.
How about those boogers?
You know what?
Yeah. Dick Robinson for boogers.
You know what turned Daddy on right now?
An earwax.
No, baby. Pick a booger.
Easily,
for me.
I scratch.
Would
all
you?
Over.
Would you pick your nose right now for us?
Okay.
Please dig in and pick a big one
for you.
God, you're turning me on.
If she can get through.
Juicy, juicy.
Oh.
Now.
Here it comes.
Pull it out.
Juicy.
And now I want you to eat it.
Ah! You got me.
Come on, eat it.
I'm having trouble now.
I'm having trouble now.
I'm having trouble now.
This is a good beginning to a show.
This is that part of the roller coaster where I realize I'm over the age of 40 and it doesn't feel as good as it used to.
Nice big sloppy girl in their
beakers. Oh, you're getting me. See, that doesn't bother you, does it?
No, not at all.
Hey.
You know what else you need to do?
What?
Are you driving right now, honey?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you can do this.
She's not even driving. I don't believe she is, but she's lying about that like she is everything. Simping fat.
Either way, you can maneuver this. I want you to lick your finger and then rub it around the inside of your belly button, and then come back and...
At right now?
Okay, so
I'm ready.
So
here
first,
I go.
So first you lick that big pig finger.
Oh, she's been there before.
And then rub it around the rim of that belly button.
All right.
Go in and get some stuff and pull it out and tell us what it smells like.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Before you lick it off.
Oh, God. Oh, that tickles.
Oh, it tickles. It's a little erogenous zone, huh?
Let me see. Oh, it smells like my dog's butt.
Like your dog. And how do you know what your dog's butt smells like?
Believe me, I smell his butt all the time.
Really? Now, lick it, suck it. Your finger, I mean. Please.
Did you do that yet?
Yes.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a Boston Terrier.
Oh, okay. This is a perfect dog for you.
When is the last time you had a nice BM?
A what?
A nice BM.
What's that?
A nice bowel movement.
Oh, gosh. I have that two times an hour.
Two times an hour.
Right, seriously, please. Come on.
Well, you know, we haven't even gotten a first name from a lady.
You guys are jealous of my bowel movements.
What? I bet we
are.
And everything
else. Aren't you? You're all constipated.
What do people call you, my lady? My lady?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
Sam, a man's name.
Of course, a man's name. Short hair, a man's name, stubby fingers.
What did you say? Bus driver haircut.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's what I figured she had, a bus driver hair. Sam, what do you do for a living, Sam?
I drive a bus.
No, Sam.
For dwarfing fingers.
Sam, you're lazy. You're not trying to come up with anything. Tell us, how about the truth?
All right. I actually drive a ferry across to the island. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You drive a ferry?
Yes.
Faggot.
Super.
Driven men to be them. You really pilot a ferry?
I do, yes.
How much you weigh, honey?
No, I don't want to tell. I'm very embarrassed about it.
No, you're not.
Oh, please.
You just picked your belly button and smelled it and licked it.
And you ate boogers. What do you care? Come on, how much you weigh?
421, and I think I'm 6 months pregnant, but I'm not.
I'm going to bail on her now.
Yeah.
I'm going to bail on her. I'm going to stand by my original.
I think she really is fat.
No.
You want me to be bigger?
I disagree. I think she's skinny, and she's a meth head. I think. Did you say the original call, like she's one of the meth heads?
Yeah, I thought she was one of those ladies where they found, you know, a baggie full of crystal meth in her nether regions. How come you don't want to tell us? How come? Stop breathing into the phone like that.
Oh, my God.
How come you don't want to tell us the truth?
I'm too big. Okay. I can't even move.
You notice when I told her not to breathe into the phone, she did it even more.
She deserves to please.
She's trouble.
That's right.
She's a performer.
I love that laugh. Like a Herman Munster laugh. Laugh of the damned. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
I think we made her day. Let's think of her with this from today's newspaper.
I have no idea why, but she pissed me off. I bet you didn't read this in the newspaper.
What?
Cosmetic surgery's new frontier. Washington, D.C., proud to be opening the Laser Vaginal Rejuvenation Institute.
Oh, my God.
It's a guy who repairs vaginas to give them a youthful look and also them to appear to be virginal again. This dude is on the front page of the health section of the Washington Post today.
Big money.
Wow.
I always throw the health section away.
It's come to the right town.
I always put my donuts on it.
We have always thought that there was such a procedure. You know, we've all talked with our wives and had kids that you always get the thing, hey, do you get the extra stitch for daddy?
He said that in the delivery room. Do you remember him?
Oh, yes. While the wife was having the baby.
David Hainline, a guy that we worked with, he actually said it in the delivery room.
Yeah.
Put another stitch in there for daddy.
He was in a hurry for the honeymoon stitch.
Otherwise known as Dobie Gillis. Where is he now? Where are they now?
Building a business as the first area physician to perform controversial procedures that use a laser to enhance sexual gratification by repairing tissue damaged by childbirth to give women a youthful aesthetic look or to make those who are not appear to be virgins.
Vibrant.
Wow.
Yeah. Wonder how safe it is.
Who cares? I think that last lady needs it.
She definitely needs it. Wowsy woo-woo.
What, Rob? Are you serious about that?
I think so.
Rob has chimed in that the guy you just mentioned, who used to be a sales guy, he's a caterer now.
You're kidding me.
Party planner, catering.
A party planner.
He's a party planner?
Him touching food.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm still thinking about the vagina surgery.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
With a laser.
Nice. Yeah, now I understand hi, your name is... Oh, Beth Ann McBride. It's nice to meet you, Miss McBride.
It's a whole new UVA.
I understand that you would like that hymen rebuilt.
Yeah.
Really? Who goes in with the thought that you're going to get a brand new hymen out of the deal?
You know, she only had it one time.
I mean, just what in general. Let's keep Beth Ann out of this. Just in general.
I'm not really sure. I mean, I really don't.
In this day and age, does
a woman wouldn't be able to explain that. I would assume that would be somewhat painful.
Does it matter?
Losing one's virginity would be, I would assume, painful.
But partly for appearance. But, and they didn't mention it in the article. Though. I mean,
well, to look younger is what it said in the article.
Well, no, I mean, that's a different procedure. You're talking about two distinctly different procedures.
No.
The rebuilding
there's
is
one to clean
physical.
One to clean it up,
right.
And one that specifically makes you go back to being a virgin.
I would love to know.
Yeah.
You know, why, and really what the reason would be for that.
I am certainly not a pro down there. I mean, I think I know my way around down there, as well as, well, certainly anybody in this room, because Buzz is not in the same room as us.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know if I might be hard-pressed to tell you exactly where the hymen is. Some type of a seal that has to be broken the first time, but I mean, obviously it's,
not a seal per se, but yeah, it's in the way.
The spot.
Well, yeah. I would like to say
right,
something.
The fleshy thing.
I would like to say, reveal some personal information right
please.
Now.
Please.
I would tell you that I was deflowered by an experienced person. I had less experience than the person who I
right.
had the first time.
Same here.
And then...
What was his name?
His name was Vince. No. And then it continued throughout my sex life. I don't believe I have ever had
the experience.
Of busting a hymen?
I don't, but that's ever happened.
I don't think I've ever done it either.
I hear that it makes no difference to the guy. That's what I've heard also. There's
no difference in
so
it at all.
Then again, that begs the
just
question.
Just like everything makes no difference to the guy.
And it begs the question, why would you do it? I mean, why would you have it? I don't get it. That part, I don't know.
Unless you're like from one of those foreign cultures where you want to present yourself as a...
there's the answer. I would assume it's probably... That's probably the biggest business they do is when it's a cultural thing.
They can be broken by accident.
Yes.
Sometimes even horseback riding has been suggested.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You broke my heart.
See, there you go. Yeah. See, you're bringing your Buzz Burbank sex knowledge.
There you go.
The table.
I was more focused on the rejuvenation and not paying as much
attention. That I understand. In fact, there's somebody that Don and I both know who is a professional woman that could actually use that procedure. A dancer named Randy.
You could build a...
Yeah. I mean, really. That's somebody that could use that.
Her nickname was Arby's.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I saw her on Steve Austin's Snake Master. I truly did.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Lasers. After all these years, to remember that, Don, I do.
I know you do.
Good Lord.
And I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the Crystal City...
No, that was in the... She came to the studio.
I know, but she was a dancer at the Crystal City place.
Yes, very interesting.
That place in...
And came to your brother's bachelor party. One of your brothers.
Oh, yeah.
On Route 1, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Came to your brother's bachelor party.
At Champions.
Oh, yes. Laser.
Way long ago. Mm-hmm. Hi, John.
We need to stop talking about this, unfortunately.
Oh, dear. Have they vetoed it?
There was apparently a new list of stuff that was sent out that I didn't see over the weekend, and this is one.
This is on it. Oh, delightful.
Station's already having problems for talking about this one.
We're talking about vaginal reconstruction?
Apparently.
An article that was in the goddamn newspaper today?
Apparently.
Hey, John, welcome to the line of fire.
I know. Yeah.
How's it feel, buddy?
I was enjoying it.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Don't you think we should continue reading this?
I think we should go with what John says.
Oh, there he is.
Rob Spielak, the consummate team player, everyone.
Yes, he is. He's playing ball.
No, come on, Robbie. Let's read it. Let's continue. Well, I only ripped out the first. All I read was the first paragraph of the goddamn thing. Well, anyway, you know, can a boy wonder?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Listen, what's wrong with asking this question?
Right. Well, you can ask the question. You probably can't give the answer.
Well, then what's the point of coming to work?
I agree.
What's the point of getting in the car and coming in?
See ya. There they go. Good night, everybody. It's happened again, ladies and gentlemen.
We can't.
No, we can't.
That's right. We can't. We really can't.
No, we really can't.
We really can't. Because if we do, we ain't coming back, and we mean it.
They're really behind you around here, aren't they?
God, that alimony's a bitch.
Hey, guys, you're talking about something remotely funny that was in the newspaper. Stop it!
Interesting. It was a hell of a lot more interesting than it was funny.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree.
I have so many questions about this. And about this lucky doctor. Who is this guy, anyway? He's 39. His name is Christopher A. Warner. He considers himself a maverick, a caring physician, willing to challenge medical orthodoxy. If you're unorthodox, it's orthodoxy.
Yeah, orthodox.
In order to help women. That's why the 39-year-old board-certified OBGYN recently opened the Laser Vaginal Rejuvenation Institution of Washington, D.C., in a red brick townhouse off Washington Circle.
All right. If he becomes a sponsor, we're set.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. You're so right. If he buys commercials, they will not hit the dump button.
Right.
You know, they'll run a commercial on this station for a goddamn sperm bank where they say the word sperm 1,000 times, but because some schmuck is paying $1,000 for it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about it. Ah, that's the double standard, my friend.
And I would think that there's money in it. He wouldn't do it if there wasn't money in it.
Oh, of course, big money.
Plus, how many guys? Listen, this segment not only helps sexually retarded men like myself fixing that thing up for daddy.
Right. Offering a service.
Make it look nice.
Ooh, that is nice.
Nice? Now, did the Washington Post get flooded with phone calls?
No.
You know, do people call the Washington Post and say, oh, my God, you have the word vagina on the front page of the health section?
They don't need a line.
No, they don't.
Like we do.
This is the same publication that edited out the F word, the new F word.
Faggot, right?
Yes.
Faggot?
The one that Ann Coulter used.
Yeah, go figure that.
It's a strange world that we live in.
I read some stuff about that as well, but I think we covered that yesterday, but please keep the F word to the F word that we all know.
You know, I feel like there are hairs that are coming out of my microphone. It has nothing to do with this discussion. Have you ever had a hair in your styrofoam that covers your mic that comes out and tickles your nose? Have you ever, in your 20 years plus of broadcasting with me?
I don't know, but all I can tell you is that now that we've been in these new studios for almost a year, the only person to use that microphone is you. And
I know it's one of my hairs.
The only hair that is on that would be one of your maybe it's one of your nose hairs.
No, it's thinner than that.
Hmm.
It's not one of my coarse nose hairs.
It's not one of your big rope.
My rope-like.
Your big hemp-like nose
iron.
Hairs.
Put some tape on it, and it'll pull any hairs off of it.
Okay, and I'll do that thing where when you make your
lint roller.
You make your own lint roller.
No, Kelly Clarkson! No, Kelly Clarkson! No, Kelly Clarkson!
This should take care of it.
There's a lot of dust in here.
This is also the sound that guy has in his office when you're coming in for the procedure.
Just a few more moments, please.
Known as microphone rejuvenation.
Yes, Mike is make it nice, Mike.
Now, see. See, you're being bad now because you know they're going to hit the delay on you.
They're not.
Aren't they?
Make it like that thing in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. make mine real big. Like a big mountain
apple.
Of rocks.
Mashed potatoes.
What are you guys doing with the masking tape?
We're playing with it.
He's being retarded.
We're playing with it. Look at me. There we are.
I think all the hair is probably
look
off.
At the end of that masking tape.
Wow.
Wow.
Am I supposed to be impressed? Because
look at the dirt on there. That's dirt that's come off of me. I should do this more often. You know, I don't think this is annoying anyone, is it? Do you think anyone that's listening to me do this as I talk would think there's something wrong with their radio?
I think they probably, it's the way WJFK regularly sounds. People will probably just think they're screwing with the transmitter today.
Yeah, that's, I'm all done now.
We're on low power.
And there seems to be an issue.
Where's that sound coming from?
Cody Lemon, Tony Diggs.
That's a great sound. Well, I have the masking tape over here. Let me try this. Hold on a second. I'm going to put it together and go. Ah, there we go. I'll do my brows.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
No more unibrow.
Stop it.
Stop it. Is that it? Stop it.
Stop having fun.
Stop it.
Stop it.
The unibrow. Maybe think of the people outside the station today.
What?
Ooh. There was a family today. We share office space with a chiropractor,
yes.
With Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus,
Dentist.
With some kind of an arms dealer.
M&M Mars.
M&M Mars, now you're obviously someone smuggling in third world babies. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on in this little
arms dealer. I didn't hear about the arms dealer.
Oh, yeah. A.C. Johnson Wax,
right.
General Motors, they're all in this office.
They're all here. They're here now in control, gentlemen.
So there's a lot of shady characters that are always pulling into the parking lot.
Yeah.
And whoever designed this particular parking lot in this industrial park that we're in.
Did you mention the witches?
They don't have a sign on their condo.
Of course they don't. Would you?
The witches of Rockville.
Right. Just that.
But the parking lot is configured in such a way that it is really impossible to pull into some of the parking spots.
True.
If you're approaching either from the left side or from the right side. It's very hard to negotiate. It's very hard to back up because the cars behind you are way too close.
Or you hit a median curb.
It's very confusing. Right. Right. And I don't know why it is with the people that go to whatever business it is that we share office space with, but they feel the need to come in a caravan. Today,
well, it's primarily the chiropractor and kennel.
Well, today, I forgot about the kennel. That's not a joke. Today it was the caravan of people who could be extras on the show 24. And
We have
a winner. We have a winner. No, Buzz.
No.
No, it was Fayette and his family.
Ah.
And I'm just waiting to pull in to the spot. The spot that's not even by our door, way far down the block.
Right.
And there are three of them in a line, and this is going to be very hard for me to explain, but all I wanted to do was pull into a parking spot, and I could not pull in because One person, the lead of the pack, was waiting to back his car into a parking spot so that his son, the goat farmer, could pull his car into the next spot, and so that their daughter, who breeds the goats and cooks the goats, could move her car into another spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the son and the daughter could easily have moved into their spots and given me the room that I needed to move into my spot.
Get on by.
What they were doing was waiting for father to back his car in, because if father could not back into this spot right here over my left-hand shoulder, apparently the whole plan goes to S.
Mm-hmm.
So father has to park first.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is when you get somewhere and it's like,
it's the end of your commute and you want to get into your place of business.
You've been fighting traffic and I'm just sitting there going, how friggin' tough is this? All I need you to do is move the car 10 feet and I can pull into my spot. What is the freaking problem? 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 And I swear to God, I was doing that in my car maybe for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe just sitting there going, what? And I had a pen in my hand as well. What is the freaking problem? What is the freaking problem? And I never do this because it's a bad thing to do. When the car finally moved, I rolled down my window and I said, it's about effing time. And I got shot a look by a sniper in the back seat. That immediately made me wet my pants. Because
you mean a really serious look? A really serious evil look?
There was, I don't know, a gringo? I don't know.
No. Some you're cat, a gringo.
Listen, here's the deal. And I always get that, I always get that mixed up.
Right.
These were like clown cars. These were not one car per person. I did not understand that that mama, papa, grandma, all the babies, all the people that have crawled in the tunnel were coming to the chiropractor today. Because once I started yelling, heads started popping out of the cars that I had not seen.
Right. Well, suddenly they became aware of your presence.
Four people in Papa's car, five people in the brother's car.
Everybody going to the same place, all together.
Four people.
Probably one person that was there to be treated.
Four people in the sister's car. And as I was screaming, I saw the one head come up, and I saw the thing that scared me, because I live in the suburbs, a bandana. And right away, it was like, duck, cover, roll!
Stop!
Duck, cover, roll!
When you instantaneously turn into Joe Besser.
Right.
Don't hurt me!
Don't hurt me! So, I realize what I've done is I've screamed at these people, and they shot me a dirty look, and I, because I'm a pussy, I gave them the wave like, I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry. I just need to pull them.
Well, you know what you're the victim of? You're the victim of what we're all the victim of here, at least in Washington, D.C. right now. During this period of time, we have now reached critical mass as far as commuting. This is now, in my opinion, this is when everyone is back at work.
Uh-huh.
Everyone is working.
Right.
And, there are exceptions to the rule. But by and large, everybody is back to work now. You're having more traffic issues than we've had, at least since we've been in the building in Rockville.
Right.
And in particular, my 1 hour and anywhere from 15 minutes to 40 minutes a night commute is punctuated by a large group of officers on one end of it and a large group of officers on the other end. On the slow end, you see, when it gets to be 25 or 35, when you'd really like to go 60 on that road to get back home, there are plenty of officers down there just going, hey, we decided we'd wait for you. And that's how it's working now every night.
That's nice.
It's the same kind of thing where I see that 45 mile an hour speed sign, and I'm not saying I would ever break the law.
Of course. Are you talking about on Montrose here?
I'm talking about Montrose, and I'm talking about where I live, my home street.
Okay, gotcha.
When I get close to work, it's 45 miles an hour. When you're really on that road, that's the Indy 500. You can go, if it's open, you can go as fast as you'd like.
Are you talking about on the way to work or your way home?
Both ways.
Okay.
Equal both ways.
If it's
out here on Montrose, you could zip right up that road.
That's
true. You could do it like a racetrack. We all do it, especially when we're all leaving here at the same time. And boys, I've seen both of you. I've seen both of your taillights, so don't say it's not just me.
I smoked you last night, Buzz.
Yes, you did.
And you even had the advantage.
You might have smoked me and not even known it because I was behind.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Not going anywhere unless you think you're big fast, Mr. Fasty Schmancy Car.
There are a lot of cops down at B'nai Israel every single night.
Yes.
What kind of
very careful.
What kind of social are they having down there every night where they have to be cops? Don't they understand that we leave the building at 7 p.m.
And the cops are, and I have the exact same thing at the end of my commute in Virginia, a very slow speed area. that is not really, that you could go fast, but you can't because there are lots of cops there. So it's really, you know, when you get done with your 1 hour, when you just want to go home, that's when you have to just
go slowly so you don't get arrested.
That's why I got so mad at these people tonight, because I didn't have a brutal commute in today. It was like 40 minutes. It was nothing. But, you know, you get here and it's like, Christ, if you just moved the car,
it's frustrating.
Five cockamamie feet, I could get in the spot.
And it's because you're here. And when, and especially when you get in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
This is the, you've got, you're at, you're looking at the tape. You're looking at the thing that says finish line. It's your parking space.
This is the worst engineered parking lot.
It's insane.
Horrible.
Easy to get into.
In the world. I mean, on one hand, I have some empathy for the goat farmer family.
Of course.
These are hard spots to get into, but it's like they're waiting for daddy. And daddy, why do you got to back that big boat in?
Right.
The only way to get into that goddamn parking spot is front and in.
I think we are well within our rights to circulate a memo around this particular facility that the only people allowed to back their cars into parking spaces are people that are going to be here more than 2 hours. What do you think about that little rule?
I know that I am breaking with a grand tradition, but do you know that since we've moved to this building and these parking constraints, I have been forced to front-end park my car?
You front-end it?
My car is front-ended today, friend.
Yeah, my God, you never front-ended.
That's the sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Wow.
You know, I know it's not great here, but the parking, as a rule, is still better than the other place.
As far as the spaces?
Yes.
No. Not for me, it ain't, no.
Well, you had a reserved spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but think of the narrowness of the space.
Well, that's true. But
well, every one of us has scraped a pole in that.
No, that's
place.
True. Back at WJFK in the parking garage at WJFK.
It was a terribly designed parking lot.
They had a row that was originally made for five cars, and they figured out that if they just go in and cover up the paint, they could paint six slots where there were five.
Exactly.
So people were constantly getting dinged.
So, I mean, at least for that, there's something. And, you know, our solution is right in front of us to get you out of here faster. We just need one cop from B'nai Israel to serve as an escort for you guys.
Yeah, listen, I don't think
sweet would that be?
I don't think that is out of the question.
No, I think that's
I think it's well in the question.
We are performing a public service here. And why is there a cop every night sitting in the middle of Montrose Road by B'nai Israel?
I have a very interesting truth.
Rob, don't look at me.
To protect people.
Don, they are serving and protecting.
I have a interesting traffic question for all of you, and I hope you've had the same thing. It's right out here when you take your right-hand turn onto Montrose Road.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you been in the situation where, now look, you come to a green light, and you're in the right, you're on the right side, you've got a right-hand turn, you have the right of way.
Sure.
Has anyone had that violated by people coming in the other direction?
The other way on Old Georgetown?
People that are taking a left just don't even stop?
Right.
Yes. What is the, I mean, is there some sort of left arrow signal that they're putting up there in error, or are they just roaring through that?
Bravado. That's what they're doing.
It's astonishing.
And it's
I've never seen it anywhere.
It's fairly consistent.
It's all the time, and I don't understand why people do that.
To describe what's going on at B'nai Israel, this place down the street, they have social events, and they have a cop.
Social events.
Right, Rob's doing the big Dr. Evil quotation mark. And they have a cop that just sits in the median with his lights on.
Directing
traffic. But at that point, there's no traffic.
No
traffic. At that point, it's just a cop sitting there with his lights on. And, of course, everybody slows down because it's a cop with his lights on.
And also on that road, on Montrose Road, there is a tremendously significant elderly population around here.
Yes.
And sometimes I will, you know, roar up and back at somebody, and you realize instantaneously it will do no good. It will do no good. Because you're in back of a 90-year-old person.
Right.
I mean, that's it. You just can't. And when you get in back of somebody that old, nothing. Nothing you could do. You could have a James Bond car.
And could you send a 90-year-old? How much of a job would that be?
Only a female.
Only a female. That's right.
Yeah, well, a 90-year-old female, right.
Okay, just making that clear.
Right.
Unless somebody got really confused.
Would you have to, like, go to eBay to find a hymen old enough?
collector's job.
Can you get them used?
Okay. Could you use a thimble?
I doubt it.
Is that how big one is?
No, I think it would be something more like you know what it would be more like?
What?
It would be more like, you know, Yoplait yogurt?
Yeah.
You know the cap that's on top of Yoplait?
It's that big?
I don't know if it's that big.
Is it that big?
Probably.
I think so.
No. It's a little... John's nodding his head.
You know what? He's now living in the land of he's worried about his gig. Don't worry about it, Johnny.
How can I not?
That was a big exhale.
Don't look at him, Mike. Don't look at him. There's a reason he's situated back there.
This is true.
So, getting back to the topic we were discussing.
How big is it?
I have no idea.
Buzz, how big do you think
it
is?
I'm going to say size of a nickel.
But you don't really know either.
Maybe a quarter, nickel or quarter. I've seen pictures.
Seriously, you sometimes know this stuff. You have
an
idea?
I would guess apricot.
What? What's wrong with you?
Apricot.
What the hell is that?
A dried apricot. A little bigger than a quarter.
Oh, no, dry. Hold on. Do you mean the...
Not like one that you pick off.
You mean the seed inside a peach, like a peach pit?
No, an apricot.
No, a dried apricot.
Apricot.
Did you say apricot?
I guess we should call the whole thing off. No, I think it's... I don't know the pronunciation, but I know what I'm envisioning in my head.
A dried apricot, but it wouldn't be that thick.
I say apricot.
No, right.
Huh? I say apricot.
I say apricot.
What do you say, Buzz?
I say a quarter, paper thin.
I'd say I gotta get me one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is your local mailman. Hey, that's actually a school down there, and they let the parents, you know, come across and everything. I guess they must have a sticker or something, or any car that's turned into the school, they let them go in and also come out. That's why there's always traffic.
Listen, I understand that that's a school, but the question is, why is there a cop sitting out there? There are plenty of schools.
They're Jewish, that's why.
Come on.
I'm telling you the truth.
In spurts, large groups of cars come out of there, and the cop is there to help them safely make turns out of their parking lot.
Both apricot and apricot are accepted.
Thank you, Rob.
Apricot is preferred.
Apricot is preferred.
Yes,
but apricot.
Among the hoity-toity.
But apricot.
Oh, hey, you threw that in there.
But apricot is there.
I don't like that word, Rob. I don't like hoity-toity.
You don't like that?
I don't like being called hoity-toity.
Hey, Don, real quick, did you ever go see your old house? Did you ever go do that trip? I don't know if I missed you guys.
No, we didn't. You know, we should, Mike.
Okay, because I know the mailman who did it, who delivers the mail over there, too, so.
Mailmen scare me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the mailman with the rebel flag on the back of his truck.
H.Y. Hyman. The Greek god of marriage. Nope, that's the second one. Let me see. A fold of mucous membrane. Partly closing the orifice of...
You know, you were just being a team player there. You didn't even really try, but you tried a little bit.
Any reference to apricot?
No. Just a fold of mucous membrane. Sexy.
It is.
Sexy. What are you looking at?
Mike's studying it. I'm looking at a picture Buzz brought up on the internet right now.
Hey, there you go, Buzz.
It's, let me help you.
Oh, I can see
this bottom.
I can see why chicks wouldn't want that.
Sure.
That's kind of an eyesore.
You mean why chicks would want that?
Hold on. No, it looks ugly to me.
Oh, yeah, but what you're describing is what people are having rebuilt. It's nature's way.
Let me come over to Buzz's screen and look over there.
This is where you get funny.
Hold on.
This is where it just gets a little confusing.
Okay, let me see.
Bottom picture.
Example of a virginal. All right.
Right. And then the top one is...
Scroll up, Buzz. Scroll up. No, other way. I'm sorry. My up is your down. Scroll the other way. It's like my left is your right. Go down. On the screen.
I can't see the screen. Let me spin it around. It's hard to see what you're
doing. Go back to get the before and after picture.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now it's back.
Now let me see.
All right. Wait a minute.
So you're saying the one on the bottom is the one that's got
right.
It, right?
The one on the bottom is the new one, if you know what I mean.
The one on the bottom looks like a turkey.
Like Happy Thanksgiving.
The one on the bottom really looks like where you pull the giblets.
You want turkey?
And the one on the top looks like like an ear infection.
There you go. Wow.
Hence the surgery.
I never knew I could learn so much. Just coming to work.
Every day is not only a highly entertaining and comedic experience, but it is an educational experience as well.
How about that?
And all we are doing. Much in our childlike ways, here we are educating ourselves.
Learning.
And it's curiosity. I have another hair on my...
I like it without. I guess I can see why chicks would do that.
Wow.
All right. That one on the bottom looked ugly to me, Buzz.
That can be repaired.
Looked fuggly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, and Buzz. How's it going today?
Hey, howdy. What's happening?
Hey, just got a question for you. It being one of those wonderful veteran drivers around the D.C. area that has to go to Anne Arundel County every day.
From where?
well, from Anne Arundel into the middle of D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When the heck did the rules change where you got a right lane and a left lane and all the slow traffic is in the left lane? And, of course, coming from southeast, it's all Jaguars, Benz, and a Lexus. When did those rules change?
You know, we've tapped into something. You know, and I know it doesn't make any sense now, but we've tapped into just the level of frustration. For everybody's out there trying to kill each other.
And you're mad because you're seeing nothing but high-end cars?
Yeah.
Well, what are the? I mean, are you saying the high-end cars occupy the left-hand lane?
Yeah.
See, I don't discriminate that way.
Left-hand lane.
No, I think the left-hand lane is populated by a variety of idiots.
Just the land of the idiot.
Just like the middle lane, right lane. You know, they're all populated by idiots.
It could be a Mercedes-Benz. It could be the cheapest Yugo in the world. There will be some jerk going 52 in the left-hand lane, acting like, hey, what's your problem? Why is everyone passing me?
If you want to be truthful, the ones that I have the most trouble with, people that I have the most trouble with right now, are the little cars that are like, I guess they would be Honda Civics, they would be Toyota Corollas, with the super big exhausts on them. They're made up to be race cars.
Right.
And that, I've seen guys out of, yeah, I've seen those cars going, 110 miles an hour out on the beltway. And they're going to kill somebody.
You ever pull by one of those guys at a traffic light? A guy like in a Honda, and you go, hey, that's a nice car, Junior. And he gets to going. He's got a bunch of goddamn neon.
Yeah, very proud. Tricked out, pimped out.
Yeah, the guy's got a Honda Civic, and he's going.
It's insane.
Please, come on, Junior. Put that cap on. Wear your cap like a ball player.
Everybody's gone. I just wish they'd build here in D.C. one big overpass. Just a big overpass.
Where?
Everywhere.
We can call it the Don and Mike Hyman Highway.
That's it. Shape it the same way. Even though we really didn't quite get the full knowledge of the shape. I did not understand those pictures. That's why I wouldn't be a good doctor.
Me either.
You know.
You got another picture, buddy?
Yeah, I found a closer picture.
Oh, my God. That looks like some type of science fiction character.
This is as you're arriving at the overpass.
Doesn't that look like something from the Croft Superstars? Like something, perhaps, from H.R. Puffin stuff?
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Mike is staring as though he's seen a dead cat.
Well, no, here's...
Not there, not that picture.
No, yes, it does.
That's actually quite nice.
You know, I think I know her.
Oh, you know what it's missing?
Hair.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what is missing is hair.
Yeah, I think you summed it up for everybody.
Okay.
I always thought that it was, let me see, how do I put this gently here? I always thought that there was complete and total.
No.
Yeah.
It's not, no.
It was complete and total when it's really not.
Covered up?
Yeah, completely, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, no, there's that, it's the mucus film.
Yeah.
Membrane.
Like popping a bubble.
Very good.
Bingo.
Boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing,
yeah,
boing, boing.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
Boing, boing, boing.
There we are. There we have it. I'm not going to discuss this any further.
I'm not either. I'm just amazed that John's got his panties in such a wad.
Now, you know, he gets it from somebody else.
I know. We're just dancing around this. I mean, dudes, come on.
Responsibly, really. I think. Seriously. I think we're being very responsible.
I mean, we can talk.
I think we're being responsible broadcasters.
John, are you overreacting or are you getting feedback from somebody?
No, I'm fine. He's fine. And you know what? He's fine when he doesn't exhale.
But I'm fine.
He's fine when he doesn't exhale.
Why were you just putting your headphones on, looking at me going...
No, I was not making any noise. Joe was letting out a belt of monumental proportions. I didn't want to miss anything.
Oh, Joe.
Oh.
You know,
okay,
we have, John. We have Joe on tape. We have Joe on tape doing that, but he did one coming up the stairs and back of me the other one with second beer.
Just like this. Stop it.
Unbelievable. Jeez. I think it's that body being completely relaxed thing.
Well, I apologize, John. Hey, Joe?
Yes, Don.
What do you know about the hymen?
Very little.
It's a little more than he gave us yesterday, when it was just fine and good.
Tomorrow will be to 100%, Joe, right? Wednesday is his optimum day?
Wednesday is the optimum day for Joe, right? Wednesday is the number one day for Joe, right, Rob?
I think so, yeah.
Today he's not optimal Joe today.
No, but Sometimes he tricks us.
We're getting a better Joe today than you normally get on a Monday, a Thursday, or a Friday.
Yeah, Monday Joe is the worst.
Yeah, Tuesday Joe is not bad. Wednesday Joe is top of his game Joe.
And then it becomes distracted Joe as we get closer to the weekend. Right.
Friday Joe.
Useless.
No. Monday and Friday, he is not functional.
No, Friday is that you'll get better stories.
Yeah, he's happier on Friday.
He is.
Right.
Good
as everybody is.
Andy pulled some tape. Hey, Joe, you pulled the tape of the Texas DJs, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, great. We'll, there you go.
Three words.
Joe Hyman. We'll come back with some tape of some racist DJs in Texas when we come right back.
This is the dog.
Best moment on 24.
You're going to tell me what I want to know. You're going to start losing your fingers one by one. This is your last chance.
Suck it all. Don and Mike.
Oh, hey,
suck on that, losers.
That's just not right.
Wow. What happened?
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What's that in your hand?
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
You're sick.
I like rape.
Oh, my God.
Amazing grace.
I don't know why we still have that in the machine.
Well, it's pleasant to listen to, that's why.
The cat from American Idol?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
I like it.
Also, with the toddlers and weed, we now have a follow-up tape from the Buzz Daycare Center. We had the tape yesterday that was on the Today Show of the toddlers smoking weed. Now we have the uncles, the 15 and 17-year-olds, saying that the little boys asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go.
They were two?
Two of them. Here we go.
They kept asking for it, you know what I'm saying? I was high, so why not? It ain't like...
The children?
Yeah.
We're asking for the marijuana?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I just passed it to them.
Yeah, sure.
Want to hear it again?
Yes, I do.
They kept asking for it, you know what I'm saying? I was high, so...
They kept asking for it.
And I was high.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It sounds like he might still be high.
I passed it to him.
No, I didn't pass it to him.
Oh, I didn't pass it to him.
You see, it makes sense to me, though. If he was high, his judgment would be clouded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hold on, the guy say he wants some more.
My kid.
That's the bleeding. Now he wants. You got the money. Y'all want to take y'all to the store and get y'all $5 a piece?
I heard spelling bee.
You're a nut, sir.
You belong in a tree. Yeah. You're a nut.
Is that the Family Guy?
Yes. Yeah.
The fat Family Guy.
Oh, goodness sake. All right, we got a follow-up on that. I didn't have anything to say to that except there's the kids.
Did they prosecute these guys?
They are, yes.
They are prosecuting them?
Yeah.
The 17-year-old and the 18-year-old are charged with giving pot to the 2-year-old and the 5-year-old.
Gotcha. 17 and 18, I had it as 15 and 17. Yeah, close enough.
And it wasn't their little brothers. It was
one of them. It was the nephew. The little boys were the nephews of one of those guys.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they were fired by the daycare center.
I bet they were.
Yeah. I don't like their kind.
I wonder if it's as good as that daycare center they had here in Washington. Did you see the pictures of that on the news where they had the two kids staying? And I think might not have been a daycare center, but it was an apartment that was rented.
Oh,
and I mean, I've never seen with five kids in it, and it was.
It was very similar to the Walter Reed Hospital.
Exactly.
I mean, like kind of a news topical joke.
That's
there.
A topical joke, Donnie.
It was like halfway between here and Baltimore and
New Carrollton.
There was five kids.
New Carrollton, Maryland.
And the only reason the police found them is I think the 5-year-old was trying to cook something.
Yeah.
And it started a fire.
And there was smoke coming out of the house. That's the only reason they found it.
Cooks like Carrie.
It's astonishing.
Everybody smelled like poop and stuff, right?
Oh, it was
like
everywhere.
They always mention that's the overwhelming smell when they go into this, and both human and animal, because they had pets too.
And
so the kids weren't totally neglected.
How can you discern?
Yeah, after a point.
Do you remember there was a time when you and I had to go downtown to a movie screening?
I remember that. For Chuck Norris, for a Chuck Norris movie.
And We got down there, Mike and I got downtown early on a Saturday morning before our producer, walking around, and our producer found what he estimated was a homeless guy getting rid of some food.
Uh-huh.
And we walked around, and we had a big discussion if it was human or if it was animal.
I mean, he didn't find the homeless guy.
No,
obviously the homeless guy had been there maybe a short time ago.
The pile of evidence.
Little leftover.
John and I have seen it happen across the street from here.
Really?
In the stairwell of that shopping center.
Wow.
You've seen poops.
We saw a young gentleman, sitting lowly on the step.
Wow.
And hold on a second.
And then later.
It doesn't surprise me around here.
Later, we saw what he'd left behind.
Oh, dear. Stairwells seem to be the popular place.
We'd gone out for dinner, so it was nice.
Yeah, God love them, they got nowhere.
You got nowhere to go. But here's the question. Uh-huh. If you had not seen the guy squatting in the stairwell and you walked past, would you have said human or animal?
Well, I'm not sure how well he was eating or how good his diet was. I'm not sure I would have identified it as human.
You and Frank, I remember, were certain when you came to me, and then I verified it. That couldn't have been anything but human.
Thought it was human. But it could have been from an animal, from a large animal.
It depends on the size dog. Uh-huh. A good-sized dog can actually, you know, replicate that. Are we on another subject we shouldn't be talking about?
You're making Mike choke on his water.
Some fine wine.
Joe Ardinger got some tape today that he thinks is going to be hot as balls tomorrow.
Okay.
Joe, these are DJ. We love it when DJs put their feet in their mouth. Joe, where are these DJs from?
Texas.
Joe, Texas.
God's country.
God's country. Okay, so there are four cuts.
Austin, I think.
On this disc. And
Austin, Texas?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. They're talking about, what's his name? Barack.
Largest population, largest city in population without any major league teams.
They're talking about
Austin, Texas.
You know, Osama bin Laden, Barack. And they call him a darkie.
Jesus.
Barack Obama. Right. And then cut number two is the DJ explaining. And cut number three is the DJ explaining a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
And digging himself deeper and deeper.
Well, yeah, that's the way it's been explained to me. And then the fourth cut is the station disclaimer.
Ah, wonderful.
And according to Joe, the way that it comes down the pike is Joe found this, said, by tomorrow, this will be all over the Internet.
Okay.
So let's roll it and see what's going on. Here's cut number one of the DJs. From Texas.
What happened to Bama Rock, or whatever his name is? Bama Rock? He's moving up in the polls.
Yeah.
Obama. He's clean, as what's his name said.
That's right.
Joe Biden told us that. Clean, darky. But, Sammy. Sammy.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay, so then here is, I guess, like a break later.
See, I was making a pun of politicians who say things like that.
Uh-huh. And then here he is a couple minutes later.
Oh, yeah. I got the right to say, you know, it's called the First Amendment, and you got the right to say anything.
Wow. And then here is the station disclaimer.
It is not our station's intention to be offensive. We do not discriminate against individuals, regardless of race, religion, gender, age, or sexual orientation.
DJs. Well, at least no one died from that. Mm-hmm. At least no one died from drinking too much water in that one.
That's true. No one was killed.
DJs.
What happened to Bama Rock?
This guy's got kind of an Irish thing going on.
So here's the start. He obviously pretends to mispronounce things.
Right.
So that's part of the shtick going in. See, you know, if he's making a case for the fact that he was making fun of other politicians, that damages him the way he leads into the whole thing.
Right. Yeah,
because then they talk about the Joe Biden situation.
Right.
And then, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, out of the blue.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to Bama Rock, or whatever his name is? Bama Rock? He's moving up in the polls.
Yeah.
He's
a likable guy.
Obama, he's clean, as what's his name said?
That's right.
Joe Biden told us that. Clean, darky. But, Sammy. Sammy.
All right, I'm going to make a controversial statement here.
Yeah.
I think he was making fun of Joe Biden.
I agree.
I really do. The second time,
However, when you listen to the guy going, it's the First Amendment, I can say anything,
yeah.
He digs himself. He doesn't help his cause. Didn't it sound like, doesn't he say that's what Joe Biden said?
Yes.
So in
yes,
a way.
Yes,
because,
but he threw it in there and just like.
It's still bad judgment. It is bad judgment.
Yeah.
Absolutely bad judgment. No, I mean, I'm not, any way defending it.
Of course.
I'm saying, you know, based on the way he sounds, when he's coming out and going, the First Amendment, that's when I start, when he starts losing credibility.
What is he saying? He's one of those clean darkies? Is that what the guy says?
Yeah. He's saying, in the way I'm hearing it, you know, he's making the fun of Joe Biden, but you know, saying that
I
is just...
like that. Anyway, okay. Here's his apology.
See, I was making a fun of politicians who say things like that.
Okay, I don't think so. Then here's the next one.
Oh, yeah, I got the right to say... You know, it's called the First Amendment, and you got the right to say anything.
It is not our station's intention to be offensive. We do not discriminate against individuals.
Without hymens.
Regardless of race, religion,
or hymens.
Gender, age, or sexual orientation.
Anyway, well.
Is it a classic rock station? Is it classic rock or country?
Talk, I think.
It's talk,
I think.
Oh, my God.
Well, I would,
yeah, how are you?
I am gauging the temperature of that, not hot as balls.
No,
I don't think.
You think that's going to go away as quickly as it surfaced?
Yep, I think they probably got as much play as they're going to get right now on
this
show.
Suspend the guy, fire the guy, anything like that?
I guess so. If the station is on the air with a disclaimer saying that they don't tolerate that,
right? I'll check on the status.
There you go. Once again, there's radio.
What would life be without it?
Oh, did I just put a disc in here? I did. Beautiful. This whole thing about hymen made me think that we have something here that perhaps could come to use. We have all of these tapes that we've been getting into over the last couple of years, all of these tapes from the 50s and 60s, and a lot of them we play, you know, to goof on. Like, women, serve your man, have dinner ready when daddy's home.
Right.
This is one that I think perhaps we can learn a little bit about. Learn a little bit about life in 2007.
Oh, all right.
Even though it came out in 1960.
Perfect.
It's called Perversion for Profit.
Uh-huh.
Why Pornography is Bad.
Okay.
Perhaps we can educate ourselves now as to the standards in 2007 by reviewing some material from 1960.
We can always learn from the past.
Mm-hmm.
We can, Doug. It's not funny.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam.
Hi, George.
I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact.
You can't.
It is this. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity,
right,
and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
Somebody call the lawyers down in case you can tell them we are doing something now in the public interest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that people will not think about hymens. Stop thinking about them. Stop it. Stop thinking about turkeys.
We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm George Putnam.
It's a good time we hear this, but first let's get an update on the DJ in Texas. Hello, Jason.
What's up, man?
Hey, Don.
You hear the guy in the back going, "Oh, Sam! Like, I can't believe you said that."
Yeah,
and?
Right. It's Sam and Bob in the morning show, and Sammy was suspended for his remarks and is still refusing to apologize. That's the latest.
Well, come on, he should just say, "I'm sorry."
Sam and Bob.
Christ, I'm Sam.
I'm Bob.
I'm Bob.
Sam and Bob show.
Here's Hyman with the traffic.
Now, you might ask yourself, why this sudden concern? Pornography and sex deviation have always been with it, is true. But now, consider another fact.
Didn't we talk about this guy last week? Didn't we talk about George Putnam?
Who is George Putnam?
Didn't we talk about George Putnam?
I know he's the guy on the tape, but
is he a DJ from Los Angeles?
An anchorman in Los Angeles.
Right. Controversial, I guess.
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts.
You know, the thing is, this was made in 1960, and seriously, CBS could transcribe this and give it to us today.
Amen.
As the Bible we should be using to do the show.
Never in the history of the world.
Had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
Filth.
High-speed presses. Rapid transportation. Mass distribution. All have combined to put the vilest obscenity within reach of every man, woman, and child in the country.
Hooray.
High-speed presses.
Hold on, let's see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. It's the George Putnam show.
Are you there?
George Putnam. Well, hello there.
Hey, hi, you're on the air. What's happening?
Okay, I'm Jenny Lee. I am from Fairfax, and I would like you guys' help on, I want to get a tattoo on my back, and you guys have inspired me to do it, so I want to do it in studio on the air.
Come on down, honey.
Bring, very good. Bring absolutely. Your own, what do you want to put on your tattoo?
Bring your own tat artist, though.
No, I want to get, well, I'm on my way to school right now, so I can't go now, but I want to get a bullseye on my back.
What grade are you in?
You want to get a bullseye on your back?
Yeah, I got a Nova. I'm a sophomore.
Ah, you, why a bullseye?
Because
SDAU
is the way I like it.
Because what?
Face up, ass down is the way she likes it.
Down, ass up.
Really?
I'm debating if I should put that on the tattoo itself as well.
Might as well. Why not?
You're a good little whore. Wow. You're
very excited. And I've been thinking about it so long, and since you guys have inspired me, you need to be involved in the process itself.
Now, I know what she's talking about. I've seen this in movies when guys do it the way that it's like Quest for Fire, but it's not in a bad place.
Right. Yeah.
And when you're done,
right.
You...
Gotcha.
It's raining men.
Yeah, okay.
And she wants to...
A target.
On her back.
Well, there's a movie, the movie with Vince Vaughn, Wedding Crashers, where he makes reference to that tattoo.
Right.
Yeah, it might as well be a target.
Right.
You know, and that's really, I guess, taking it a step further.
Well, we'd love to have you do it on the show.
Okay, well, I would love, spring break is next week for me, so Monday and Tuesday, I'm completely available anytime.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Hold on a second. One of our Time Life operators will be chatting with you, if not Buzz,
yeah.
Who just about bit his knuckle off over there.
I'll take that call.
With the thought of a college co-ed on the line.
I'm not surprised she goes to Nova. They have a wonderful theology department.
And a tattoo department.
Sure, bring her down. Tattoo a bullseye on her back.
Yeah, very interesting, probably, and if you do it the right way, it can be art. Aren't all tattoos art?
Amen.
Sure. Would it be nice? Yeah, well, go all the way. Put one on your face.
Face.
Put a bullseye right on your face.
There's face again.
On your face.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Except the Don and Mike show.
Yeah. George Putnam.
He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists,
yes,
and other sex deviants.
Tell us, George.
The psychiatric terms for these unnatural sex acts are unknown to most decent adults in our country. But through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children.
And this was before the internet.
Yeah.
Internet.
This guy was crazy before the internet.
In the world, internet.
For the sake of decency in this film, we have partially covered the pictures and disguised the identity of the model. But actually, these magazines not only display complete nudity, but they do so in a perverted manner.
In a perverted manner.
Oh, good. Well, we'll continue this in a second. We'll keep learning more.
George Putnam, I feel like I've gone to school. I feel like I've gone to one of the finest community colleges.
You cannot do it.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, guys.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, doesn't Sam sound an awful lot like Al Gore?
You mean the DJ?
I don't think he sounds anything like Al Gore. He's doing a Southern accent.
I think he sounds more like Larry the Cable Guy.
You do a killer Al Gore.
I think there's absolutely nothing that sounds like me on that tape.
Bama Rock, or whatever his name is.
That's ridiculous.
You don't sound
I've got a
like
much
that.
Higher voice and a much smaller you-know-what.
Okay, try to repeat. I won't go to the darky stuff. Repeat some of the stuff he says.
Go ahead.
See, I was making a pun of politicians who say things like that.
I was making fun of politicians that say things like that.
Oh, yeah. I got the right to say, you know, it's called the First Amendment. And You got the right to say anything.
I got the right to say it's called the First Amendment. You
much
can say what you want.
To the sodomist.
Oh, no. His words were unkind.
Such as these shots, which are typical of the preoccupation with the female breast.
That's George Putnam.
Mm-hmm.
I know his work.
To a point that it has become a fetish.
A fetish? I'll tell George Tipper tried to put lyrics out of business on albums.
This one, with its overtones of bestiality.
I always called it bestiality.
What happened to Bama Rock, or whatever his name is? Bama Rock.
What happened to Bama Rock? Bama Rock. Chuckle, chuckle. Chuckle, chuckle.
He's moving up in the polls.
Yeah.
Obama.
Oh, he's a likable guy.
Obama, yeah.
He's moving up in the polls. Oh, yeah. Bad word. You're fired.
It's clean, as what's his name said.
That's right.
Joe Biden told us that. Clean, darky. But, oh, Sammy. Sammy.
He's clean, as Joe Biden says. Clean. I won't say it because I don't want to get suspended. Joe Biden.
Oh, Al.
He has hair plugs.
See, I was making a pun of politicians who say things like that.
The guy still sounds. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like you're in the back of some biker bar somewhere in Alabama? It really sounds that way.
And then we come to nudist magazine.
This guy.
If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
Nudist cult.
Their circulation would not support the cost of printing.
You know, I guess maybe we had previewed this tape. I remember this cut.
We played a little of it.
From like a month ago, maybe.
Right. I saw, speaking of nudists, the grossest picture on Yahoo that I have ever seen in my life. The grossest. You remember I used to talk about health clubs. You've talked about it, too, where you go in there and it's just the community thing where guys are getting breasts and it's just gross.
Gross.
There's apparently it was a nude day in Holland or it's somewhere like that. Uh-huh. And they were all... They were all exercising, and they had a picture, and they said all the men were middle-aged and elderly that were doing this, and they were having an official exercise naked day, and they show one guy that's on a stationary bike and another guy that looks to be, like, on an elliptical, and it was just gross.
In the news recently about, like, in the Netherlands or something?
Yeah, the Netherlands, I think, is where it was.
A nude spa?
It was, and you know, Sven drove 1 hour to get there, and the thing here was the key. It was exclusively middle-aged and elderly men.
Of course,
and literally, I could smell the picture.
It's just like I told you when I was a kid. I went to Dick Drysdale's Naked City.
Dick Drysdale was the guy's name. Really, Dick Drysdale?
Yeah, something like that.
Very close to that. Yeah.
And it was right over the Illinois-Indiana
Dick
border.
Ross.
Mm-hmm. And we got in there, and there were was like two or three fat chicks, and like you said, everybody else that looked like our grandpa.
Oh, that's what these guys were.
There's a controversy up in Maine. Mike's stomping grounds, a bowling alley there, sponsored a nude bowling day, and they put a sign on the door that said private party, but a guy and his kid walked in anyway, so now there's trouble.
There's trouble.
Yeah.
and I'm sure that was just as pretty. Nude bowling in Maine. Wow. Man, oh, man. The password is pasty.
How many holes are in that ball?
Except for the shoes.
Right.
Gutter ball. All right. Time for a commercial.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given.
Yes.
Because it'll make them ultimately less happy.
Correct.
It'll be a better feeling for them.
Jerry.
They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
The Don and Mike Show.
So right, Jerry.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome. Dilly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's true.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Howdy, what's up?
You know the little ring that you use for people to call in?
I mean, yeah. That little computer sound?
The CPU sound effect, right?
Yeah, can you guys change it? Because it's really annoying.
No.
I stare with an office mate, and it's just like he listens to your show every single day, and all I hear is the little...
Honey.
And it's
you know what, hold on. You know what? Rather than run you an attitude, let me put you through to customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. You got it there, Robbie? Go ahead.
Hello?
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, could you guys change the little ringtone on the radio?
Can't do that. Can't do it.
Excuse me?
Can't do it.
Why?
Because you're too much of a bitch.
Why? Because I think you're...
Yes, that's why.
Annoying.
Let me put you through to someone else, ma'am. Hold on a second. Do your wah-wah-wah thing with it. Go ahead.
Hello.
Well, he does that when somebody else is talking to her. So,
hello?
This guy, customer service, can I help you?
Yes, I was a...
Yes, go ahead, ma'am. Yes.
The telephone, it's not the radio, it's the telephone ringtone.
What annoys you about it?
It's annoying.
Can you give me more detail?
That's annoying.
Pardon me, ma'am?
That's annoying.
It's just annoying. What's annoying about it? If you'd be more specific, that would help us remedy the problem.
Just change it. Make it like a normal noise. My
office
needs to stop listening to your show, so I got it. I got to keep asking.
Is it the volume level?
No, it's annoying itself. Like, it's just the tone of it.
Does someone listen to it in close proximity to you?
Yeah. He's my office mate.
Office.
Can you explain to me what type of radio he listens on? That might be helpful to me. I'm writing this down.
What's it called? It's on a Mike show. It's on Mac.
It's on a Mac?
On the Don and Mike show.
Yes.
The free internet radio.
Free internet, okay. And what particular type of radio is he using? The vessel that he's using to listen to the program. If you gave me that detail, I would understand.
What?
Yes, go ahead.
It's a computer.
Pardon me?
It's a computer.
It's a computer. Oh, so he's using always using it on a computer. Is it a loud volume level on the computer? What type of computer? Can you tell me?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does. It's very. We've got other calls like this, and it's very important that we know the type of computer and how close you are. If you can give me an overview of the entire situation, that would be helpful. Can you?
Hello.
I have no idea
what you're talking about.
Well, you've given me no real detail, and I can't fix the problem unless you give me detail.
I've got to put you back through to Donna Mike. Hold, please.
Stupid.
She hung up. Oh, what a shame.
I hope she realizes some satisfaction from that.
I believe that's the way we should handle all complaints.
I forgot exactly how that works, that we have to start the conversation.
Right. Yes, we have to have the conversation with her so Rob can do it in the background.
Thing with her. Hello, Don and Mike show. What, Robbie?
I thought you wanted to do the complaint department sketch.
Hello, you're on the air.
How are you doing?
Great.
Great. Calling from Sacramento, isn't that great?
Thanks for that bulletin.
Yeah, and I always like when a caller really spotlights it like that, like you.
Yeah. Well, you know, just got to make sure that you...
Welcome to the Sam and Bob Show.
I'll stop. Anyway, I just wanted to...
Turn down your radio, please, for the love of Jesus who died for your sins.
Okay, radio's off.
Hard for him to do that when he gets the booklet, the Sacramento Listener booklet, that says, turn it up loud when you're speaking to the show.
All right, here you go. Spotlight on you. What's happening?
I was wondering if you saw on 24 there last night that the Russian president, his phone had a cord hooked up to it. I thought that was kind of a... good setup on the whole thing. What you think?
East Coast Bob, are you goofing us?
No.
Is this the Belcher?
Is this East Coast Bob?
No, this is serious.
The phone had a cord on it.
Yeah.
Everybody in the back room is identifying on the computer screen now that this indeed is prank phone caller East Coast Bob.
No, that's absolutely untrue.
Bob, would you fess up if it was you?
See,
I tried to trick you here.
Bob!
Bye-bye, Bob. Be yourself. You do a lot of good work, my friend. You're no Belcher, though.
You think it was East Coast Bob?
Well, the boys in the back room I had up there with the... Who identified him as East Coast Bob?
Must have been Joe.
How are you doing, Joe?
He's got some tape he's bringing in to prove it.
Ah.
Okay. All right.
If it was Joe, identified... Now, Joe is... What's that?
Hold on. Why Joe step up to the microphone, Joe? What?
Is ECB on that particular tape?
ECB.
East Coast Bob? Yeah. I don't know. Let's see.
Let's take a call. Cape Bay, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike? Yeah. And
I can't tell with voice.
Very similar.
I don't know.
Well, I can.
Oh, so you were sure that was East Coast
Absolutely.
Bob? Okay. And you found the tape of Sam and Bob, and you also found the DJ picture of them?
Yes. Sam is the one on the right there.
Oh, Sam is the one on the right. Okay.
I had it right.
You did.
You did
identify that one as the
racist
guy.
Guy is the older-looking, nearly blind Ronnie Millsap-looking chap.
Don, I don't think he's racist. I think he's just Texan.
He should find a spot on our website to put this on our show log tonight.
It's already up, and it makes you proud to be in the industry, doesn't it, when you see a DJ picture that handsome?
How are you doing here?
And for those of you who wonder why Mike and I don't smile in our DJ pictures,
this is why.
Really, look at these guys, at Sam and Bob. This is why we don't smile. First off, they have them posing as if they're a gay couple for eHarmony.com.
That is the classic picture. We've been asked to do that.
Where the one guy's got his arms...
Put your hands on his shoulders.
Got his arms folded on the shoulders of the other guy. Like, we're such good friends, buddy.
Super duper.
Touching each other.
We just have now agreed with all photographers. We will simply scowl. That's how we're most comfortable.
Works for you. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for nothing. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops.
It is a country station, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Shocker.
Did I do that? What about this thing? You got that thing from The Onion?
Oh.
This is truly, truly funny. Mm. The Onion's great. Everybody knows it's fake news.
Mm-hmm.
This would have gotten me. It's so well written that I knew it was a gag.
They're good.
But if Leah Remini's TV show was still on the air,
right,
the headline could have gotten me. It's from today's Onion. Somebody at The Onion sent it over because they know that we used to be friends with Leah. Culver City, California. Writers of the popular CBS sitcom King of Queens spent the last 3 weeks making late-stage script adjustments to work star Leah Remini's recent abortion into the show's ninth and final season.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They're just kidding.
Somebody is working overtime over
there. I know,
there.
But it's great. Hold on. As it reads... You really could almost believe it if the show was still on the air.
Mm.
In the revised episode taped late last week, scheduled to air in May, Remini's character, Carrie Heffernan, the sharp-tongued but beautiful wife of portly Queens delivery man Doug Heffernan.
They really craft it when they write it.
Reveals to her husband she's pregnant and had an abortion without his knowledge. Carrie's revelation compromises the secondary or B story of the episode in which Doug eats a meatball sandwich against his wife's wishes.
Oh, wow.
Let me see. Remini, who decided to terminate her pregnancy after several weeks of emotional deliberation, reportedly informed the show's executive producers earlier this month.
Horrible.
Though the abortion posed a significant challenge to King of Queens 12 writers, they said it would not disrupt the show's lighthearted pace.
So funny. You know what's amazing is they're doing that like so long after the show's been off the air.
But I think it's coming back like as a filler show for shows that are canceled.
Oh, it is? Right. So they're going to still be making new episodes?
Well, I think they've got like 5 or 6 in the can that they haven't shown yet.
Gotcha.
So I'm looking at this and thinking, all right, it's from The Onion. It's funny. I'm glad they sent it over. Here's where the one point where I knew it was a gag. After reviewing the rough edits of the new scenes, Daniel Bickle, producer, said he couldn't be happier with the decision to include Remini's abortion in the show and expects the episode will be King of Queens' most popular since a 2002 broadcast in which Doug bought a big-screen TV. I got news for you.
Oh, my.
That's funny.
Yeah, and isn't the big-screen TV a real episode, too?
Yes, I remember it.
I do remember that one. Because it featured our good friend Patton Oswalt.
That's right. Leah did brilliant acting, said Crespi, who called Remini's portrayal of a woman who'd recently had an abortion spot on.
God.
Our show does a lot of quiet, observational humor, and I think anyone who's had an abortion would be hard-pressed not to relate to Carrie's situation.
Oh, God.
Leah really got into the mind of her character, even in the physical comedy scenes, like when she's trying to avoid Doug and get out of the house to get to her abortion. And later in the packed abortion clinic, when she mistakes the number 81 she received from the receptionist for number 18 and finds out she has to wait much longer for her abortion.
Yeah. That's moment.
They're doing it. They're giving the jive sitcom scenarios too beautifully.
But it all leads to a nice poignant ending when both characters realize they should have been honest with each other all along. Carrie with her pregnancy and the abortion, and Doug with his sandwich.
Oh, my God. Those guys, they do it. They write it over there. They know how to do it.
Thank you to the guys of the Onion for sending that over. Because as you can see, they, of course, have a picture. There's Leah Remini and Jerry Stiller. And there's the producer and one of the writers of the show.
Sure.
So they've mocked it up like it's a real article.
That's what they do. That is too good. Oh, my God.
If someone around here would have a brain in their head, you really could have embarrassed me. Because if I didn't see on the top, it was from the Onion. It said, hey, Don and Mike, FYI. You could have brought this in, and I swear to God, I might have had a second thought about the part with the biggest episode since he bought a big screen TV.
But then again, when you see the big Onion on there, there it is, the dead giveaway.
That's the giveaway.
Might have gotten you, though, without that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, the show's still on the air, you cover up the logo.
Right.
You know,
I'm thinking about both of us, if you read that, and it was completely without any warning whatsoever, you and I probably would have taken it hook, line, and sinker.
Well, we know
because we're dumb that way.
And we know Leah Remini.
Yes.
And couldn't you see in some scenario that actually working its way onto the show?
I could. Yeah. I would have been sitting there, why would she do that?
Actress's abortion written into a TV show.
Why would she do that in a million years?
Wow. It would have been insulting to our viewers if we had never addressed the fact that Leah is so obviously post-abortion.
Now, the Onion, do they do that all the time?
Yeah.
I mean, is that all they do?
That's all they do.
Okay.
We did consider shooting around the abortion using lighting tricks and strategically placed plants to cover up her uterus. But everyone would have been able to tell.
That would have gotten you
everyone,
right there.
Well, this is later in the story. Everyone would have been able to tell anyhow. So we figured we might as well use it to the show's advantage.
The stories usually do get progressively sillier as they go along.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's how they work.
Pretty good. Thank you, Big Stinky Onion. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is James from Baltimore.
Yes, James. Hello.
I just got one thing to say about today, man. Oh, Sammy. Why, Sammy, why?
Oh, we're talking about Sam and Bob?
Yeah.
Poor Sam and Bob, yes. Why Sam and Bob?
Just, you know, this is just my message to the South. The South, listen up. Why do you gotta make Daddy hit you?
They're from Texas.
To the South, why you gotta make Daddy hit you?
What happened to Bama Rock, or whatever his name is? Bama Rock? He's moving up in the polls.
Hold on, you gotta look at the picture of them, though, like, while they're talking.
Would you put that voice on that guy ever?
Never.
No, you know, he's got the big old Adam's apple, though, so he's got that, you know, he's got that, like, country bass singer,
and
Adam's apple. Yeah, all right, there
and
I
he's
am.
Also got these like, fade-in sunglasses that were hip 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The kind that looked like... Do you remember when they first came out with the sunglasses? They said, they're dark outside, and they turn light inside.
Right.
Exactly what they
now,
look
and
like.
And if you saw a picture of that guy, and somebody said to you, in touch with reality or out of touch with reality?
Out.
I mean, easily. Look at the photograph.
Out of touch.
Transitions brands lenses.
That's
Transitions
brands. Oh, he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
He's clean, as what's his name said.
That's right.
Joe Biden told us that. Clean, darky. But, Sammy. Sammy.
And I think Sammy's talking to himself when he says that.
Oh, I agree.
Sammy. Oh, Sammy, what are you doing?
Sammy.
I was making a pun of politicians who say things like that.
Let's change the subject. Let's talk about actress abortion written into TV show.
My name is Sammy. I'm not going to apologize. They can suspend me till the cows come home. I will not apologize.
Well, I got the right to say, you know, it's called the First Amendment, and you got the right to say anything.
Yeah, how you doing, program director? Yeah, this is Sam Dumas. I'm looking for a new gig. I'm wondering if y'all could help me out.
Oh, Mike, we got a break, Godzilla. We come back. It's time for Tommy Lasorda's hooker.
Oh my!
Actually, I took it back. The madam
who
runs the hooking agency where hookers have serviced lovable Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda.
Allegedly, or is she going to tell us details?
Well, she's got a lot of details. He's denying it. She says he bleeds Dodger blue. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's always good talking to whores that don't want to have tattoos put on their back. I just call the show, so we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think that is very, very bad for that man to make an accusation like that. That is terrible. I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or Bavacqua, who could hit water if he fell out of a fucking boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavacqua, I sent a fucking limousine to get the sucker to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that sucker's ass any fucking day in a week. He's a fucking motherfucker. Big mouth, I'll tell you that.
Tommy.
There you go, Tommy Lasorda.
They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's mentally retarded.
Well, hi, everybody.
Are you ready?
The show is great.
Yes, it is. Thank you, and the website is supermadamsecrets.com.
Wow.
I'm sure you've heard talk about this book that includes celebrities who have gone to this lady's escort service and found themselves some prostitutes, including Tommy Lasorda, Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, Marky Mark, Naomi Campbell's father, Jim Belushi.
That's the name that jumped off the page at me. Yeah.
And anyway, they're in a book called Secrets of a Hollywood Super Madam. And joining us now is Jody Gibson. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Jody.
Oh, thank you.
Baby doll Gibson.
Yes. So you have the flesh.
You have been getting an awful lot of pub for this book, and you've been getting a lot of publicity in the sports world for bringing Tommy Lasorda into this. Tommy Lasorda, I think, has come out and denied all the stuff in your book.
So is Bruce Willis, I think.
Do you stand?
Well, did we think they would admit it?
I'm curious when you're going to come out with this. Obviously, you get advice from lawyers as to, you know, what to write, what not to write. But when you come out, I guess this...
Said what not, Mike.
Did I really say that?
There was a pause.
Oh, my God. You scared me for a second.
What pause not?
I think that... how do you approach this? Because you know you're going to get... At the very least, they're going to deny it. But at the very worst, you're going to get your ass sued off.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Let me address that. My book includes all the court data, the actual records taken from the black book that were used as evidence to convict me, that are still sitting in the Superior Criminal Courts room. They just called me the other day and begged me to come pick it up because so many journalists are down there perusing through it. That said, you can only sue someone if they say something that's false. Because this book is based on actual factual data, what exactly would be the charge?
All right, so... Mike, over here I've got a copy of the book,
right.
And as you can see, here's some of the court documents where she has copies of the papers that have been filed.
Right.
For instance, the Ben Affleck part. Now, is this a transcript in the book where you're quoting Ben Affleck and where you comment them?
These are the black books. There was actually several, you know, sources of data that were retrieved from my home that were used as evidence, and they're different black books. That
Jody, tell us exactly what is the black book. Explain what the black book was.
Black book has, for example, the payouts. Who saw whom, for what amount, on what day, who got what, you know, who paid whom, how much the girl got, how much the service, you know,
it's
profited.
Like,
it's an actual log book.
Like the book that they finally nabbed, what's his name, I'm thinking about the Untouchables.
Al Capone.
Oh,
yes.
Al Capone, the tax book.
Do you remember when they got
they get
that,
him on the paperwork because he evaded the taxes.
Right.
Is that the guy that said only the facts, ma'am, only the facts?
That's Joe Friday, of course.
Oh, sorry about that.
This is pretty fascinating stuff.
Here's what it says about Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. It says, I checked my pager, handsome voice on the other end. Hi, it's Ben. Call me. He left his room number at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I was pleasantly surprised but someone taken aback when I returned the call. Who shall I say is calling for Mr. Affleck? I became a bit startled and hung up. There'd be talk around town soon after that Ben Affleck and Tom Sizemore were paying to see girls during the making of the movie they filmed together, Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Now it seemed that Ben Affleck was phoning my service for a girl, And then it goes on. It says, "Hi, Ben. This is Sasha returning your call."
And that was your name, right? That's the alias you used with Sasha?
Correct.
And then Ben Affleck says, "Oh, hi. Are you the one in number 12?
Exactly. He had called thinking he was calling the girl directly from my website.
Lousy woozy.
So obviously, Jody, when you do this, you're out of the business for good because you couldn't get back into it probably after all this.
And I don't want to.
And
correct.
You wouldn't want to. Your motivation, because you did time in prison for being convicted, is that when you said, hey, to hell with it, I'm going to let everybody know. If I got to go to jail, I'm bringing all these other people with me.
No, that really wasn't it. You know, my case was surrounded by a lot of political agenda, and I was sent to the most severe prison in the state of California. I had never been arrested before. And my objective was there would be no way to support the political agenda unless you knew who the players were. There was a reason why I was sent to the most severe prison. My family was told I was going to a first-timer, you know, a boot camp for first-timers, but however, that's not where
I was. What's the political agenda you're talking about?
I'm sorry?
What's the agenda you're talking about? The political agenda. They wanted to put you away? They wanted to. I mean, these celebrities wanted to put
Absolutely.
You away?
Absolutely. Somebody did. I was scheduled to go to a camp for first-timers, and I wound up in the facility where death row is.
Okay.
There was no explanation for that.
Here's more of the stuff with Ben Affleck. More of the transcript.
Mm-hmm.
I got it, Sasha. So how much, Ben? Sasha. That depends how long you keep her. Ben. Ah, makes sense. How about for the whole night? Sasha. $3,500 for the night, or you can keep her for a couple of hours for $1,500.
I gave him a deal.
Ben. Ben.
I gave him the Affleck discount.
The Affleck discount.
I don't think a few hours is going to do it for me tonight, Sasha. Oh.
He wanted a party all night.
I need to relax. Is cash okay? Sasha, always accepted here. Ben, excellent. Her name's Alyssa, huh? Have Alyssa here at 8. I'm in Bungalow 6. She may need to be announced. I'll leave my name. Sasha, no problem. I know the drill. You'll have a great time. Talk to you later, Ben.
Wow.
I mean, so it is back and forth with Sasha and that's her fake name, with Bruce Willis, Tommy Lasorda.
All these big names. Is there anybody...
Yep. Sometimes the truth is gritty, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Now, these are the names that you obviously could justify, you say, because the truth, you know, you can't get sued for the truth. Are there more names that you couldn't put in the book because you couldn't back it up?
There are more names that I could have put in the book, but I wanted to bring the book in at 258 pages. I could have gone on and on.
Is there anybody you'd like to mention? Is there anybody you'd like to mention on our show?
No, perhaps when I have book two, you might have me back.
Mike, here's the tease on Jim Belushi.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Oh, Jim, you have to read the chapter at my www.supermadamsecrets.com. You know where you can download it for $2.99. But Jim used to like to call out for a girl for a threesome.
It says, really? Hi, Jim, it's Sasha. What can I do for you today? I just got your page. Jim Belushi. I'm looking for a girl to party with me and my girlfriend. She's gorgeous and wants a pretty girl. Sasha. I see, no problem. Any type? Blonde? Brunette? No, not really, says Jim Belushi. I guess I'd like a young, hot blonde. Just make sure she's good with...
Dot, dot, dot.
Wow.
So, we can't say it on the air, can we?
So all of these celebrities, if you gave...
Family show?
If you gave Ben Affleck a Ben Affleck discount, how about a tool like Jim Belushi? How much do you charge Jim Belushi for one of your girls?
Well, the minimum, you know, it was always 1500 standard for a girl-girl scene, which is what he asked for mostly. So that was minimum. If it would have just been just he and a gal, it would have been a minimum of 1000 for the hour.
Hold on, here's a good one.
One girl was never enough for Jim.
Right. How about this one? How about when Gary and Jake Busey came by?
The Buseys. The boys. I bet they were a lot of fun, right, Jody?
Crazy Buseys. Gary was terribly eccentric, but it was really his son that was my client. I knew Gary socially. Jake was my client.
Is there anybody on this list, I'm curious, Jody, that you kind of go, oh, man, I hate ratting him out because he was a good guy? I mean, I'm sure like any business, there's some nice guys and there's some guys that are a-holes, right?
Well, you know, did you read it? Because I really make them all look like superstars of the 21st century. I mean, they should be paying me for the publicity, okay?
You think really, you know, in a way, do you think this is really going to hurt them at all?
No.
I don't either.
Here's the Tommy Lasorda part.
Wait, let me ask you that. Are we talking about them?
Yeah, we're talking about him, sure.
Here's the Tommy Lasorda part.
Do you think other people are talking about them?
Yes, Jody.
Hi, Tommy.
I rest my case. Next.
Hi, Tommy. This is Sasha.
Jody sounds a little bit like a dominatrix.
I understand you're a friend of Jim's.
No, I'm very girly. Pat got your tongue?
No, just waiting for a spot here, honey. Okay, Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hi, Tommy. This is Sasha. Tommy Lasorda. He said some real nice things about you, my friend Jim. He's a sweetheart. Thank you. What can I do for you today? Tommy, I'm interested in spending time with someone. Sasha, sounds fine. Have you had a chance to peruse my California Dreamin' website? Tommy, actually I have. There's a pretty blonde on there I'd like to meet. Number six. Actually, Sash. Yeah. That's the girl he wants, number six. And then Tommy Lasorda says, actually, Sash, I'd like to have some porn for me to watch while she... Dot, dot, dot.
There it is. There's the dot, dot, dot again.
Gross. How much? Now,
dot, dot, dot. The infamous dot, dot, dot.
Tommy Lasorda is the guy that I'm dying to know about. Did he get the $1,500 rate? How was he? Is he a good lover? Is he a giving lover? What did he want done to him?
You know what? It wasn't anything terribly unusual. He just liked to watch girl porn.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, how big a deal is that?
Who's the celebrity that's making the biggest stink about this book?
Stink.
Him.
Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy is?
Yeah.
He and Charles Koppelman, actually, the CEO of Martha Stewart. I'm getting calls all day long from his attorney. Here's the best part. He actually had the nerve to have his attorney call my attorney and say that it wasn't the same Charles Koppelman. As if we couldn't Google it to find out, you know?
Darling, how was the Sultan of Brunei?
Oh, very lavish compound in Brunei. All the faucets were solid gold. You know, his compound is compared only to the Vatican in lavish and luxury.
And Robert Evans has an incredible reputation in Hollywood. Is he as much of a wild animal as they say?
Oh yeah, there's a particularly kinky chapter on him.
Oh.
Yeah, he was legendary, you know, as far as a producer, but definitely extracurricular, very eccentric in bed.
What are your thoughts on the state of the profession right now?
You know, interestingly, you should ask, and I'll tell you, the whole madam thing is now completely obsolete, done, over, gone, never to be seen or heard from again, because girls have figured out how to use computers, and girls and computers became a lethal combination. So now you've got girls advertising themselves on the internet, which is saturated. They don't need the middleman anymore.
Okay, so the madam is a thing of the past.
Are you writing
correct.
About, you're writing about Ben Affleck's thing. Does Ben Affleck have a big thing?
You'll have to read my book to find out.
Oh, see, you like a true hooker.
I will tell you this. The girl said she couldn't walk for days.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. I'm reading it. Ben had a big, fat... Mm-mm.
Wow.
There goes the dot, dot, dot.
How sexy that must have been to enjoy him.
I get very graphic there.
And her ready, wet...
Yeah, it's sexual graphic. Well, listen, how else am I going to let my readers know what really went on? You know, it's like being a fly in a guy's locker room. I mean, the talk is gritty. The truth is gritty.
Oh, my God, Ben Affleck. We began in the jacuzzi he had in his room. He loved my... CDs,
right?
And he went crazy suckling first. Remember that session where you demonstrated
I remember it well.
On a dildo how to a guy's
Is this, Jody, is this you talking about this?
Yeah, she's...
Yes, I'm describing, I'm trying to let my viewer, engage my viewer in on the moment that, you know...
What she is describing, Mike, is an act performed on Ben Affleck where one of the girls is... doing this.
Oh, this is the girls, though. This is not Jody participating herself.
No, I was the brains behind the operation.
It's the girl,
okay.
Alyssa.
Gotcha.
So what she's doing to Ben Affleck, and this is written in absolute detail, she is giving him a treat.
Right.
And while she's giving him a treat, she is also...
she's putting her...
massaging his...
Okay, gotcha.
His prostate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's what's going on there.
Wow.
So Ben Affleck is sitting on a table.
Wow.
With the one hand there.
Wow. Can't be sitting on a table.
Anyway, sitting at the edge of a table on the edge of a table.
Right.
Your website is supermadamsecrets.com.
Man, oh man.
And it's a great book, and it's a good read. It's the Dynamite Book Club.
Page turner.
So,
and I guess you've served your time, right?
Good luck.
Correct.
Okay, good luck, Jody.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Jody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She seemed nice.
She's not the greatest interview, but the book is a hell of a read.
She didn't want to give any information out without reading the book, and then at certain times she wanted to do a lot of talking.
Uh-huh. Bruce Willis.
Wow.
Let's see.
He's angrily denied this, too.
It was terribly interesting the way people came to me as much of the time as they do so in different ways. Bruce Willis proved to be no exception. I got the call from my girl Lucia in New York. A stunning Brazilian gal with long, beautiful brown hair. She would be the one I would send to see Bruce Willis that afternoon.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Let me go to the next page where she meets Bruce Willis. I received a call from Bruce. Hi, Bruce. I'd love to meet her. Can we do it? Of course. I have so many gorgeous girls. I have no time for that, Sasha. Here's the deal. Pick me five hot young girls.
Five?
Five. And make sure they can do each other because we want a show. Figure about 2 hours max. I don't have that much time to spend, but I want them hot and young.
Wow.
How young? Early 20s, says Willis.
Early 20s?
Spoken like a pro.
Wow.
Attention. Attention. Make sure they're in their early 20s.
This was essential in establishing the price. Will you be having sex together in one room? Sasha. Bruce. Oh, yeah. We want a party.
Five.
Sasha. All right, then, let's make it a flat $2,000 per girl for all five girls. Total, $10,000.
Whoa.
Bruce, wow, that's pricey. $10,000 for stinky, uses another word, for one night? Well, Bruce, you get what you pay for. Okay, Sash, you win. $10,000. I'll call you back in a half hour with the info. Okay, have everything in one envelope and give it to Lucia. She'll pay the girls. No problem. Talk with you then.
She obviously was writing stuff down.
Pretty great.
Not working off of memory.
Let me see. He certainly is the stud. First, the two girls you sent, Donna and Debbie, stripped down for us and put on a hot sex show for Bruce. Then Bruce had me take off my G-string panties and... Oh, boy.
A naughty book.
And then there's all kinds of stuff. You know what I would be most curious about? I know we cannot do this on the air, but where she has these court papers,
uh-huh.
Yeah, there's the signature Bruce Willis, some other guy named Bruno Fernandez.
What, there's Bruce Willis' signature on the court papers? Or are those like from her black book or something?
Well, take a look at that. These are court papers. Mike, it's his executive officer, clerk of the Superior Court of California County of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
What she's done is she's taken the transcripts from her books
right. And
gone to court and had them notarized to prove, I believe, to prove the authenticity of them.
Huh. Wow.
Do you see on there, do you see the stamp on the bottom there, the stamp where it says City of Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And you see where it says Bruce Willis and it has a phone number?
Yeah. And then it's got, like, different names. Like, it's weird. It's just very strange. Very strange the way all this stuff.
I totally believe her. Totally believer.
Well, you know how you're going to find out. You're going to find out if there's somebody that takes it all the way, or if they just lay back and let it happen. That's probably what's going to happen. I don't think she'd do it. If she'd probably get advice. She wouldn't do it if it wasn't true.
She went to jail for 3 years, for goodness sake.
Right, yeah.
So what happened?
To the bad, and I think she was mad that she went to the bad jail. That seemed to be her big issue.
And if you can't trust a hooker.
You can't trust a hooker. Yeah. I don't think she's about the money. She needs the money for her legal defense fund.
The Plaza Hotel is currently closed.
Plaza. The number that Bruce Willis had was the Plaza Hotel.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Interesting stuff.
Okay.
Very, very interesting.
She's a good guess.
And you know, the one that the names of all, we had more famous people, but the Buseys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Buseys are
father and son.
So we'll have to keep track of this and see what happens, because this is stirring up an awful lot in Hollywood. It really is.
She's a good guest. That's a good book.
I'm mm-hmm. surprised you didn't ask her about my favorite, which was Sam and Bob.
That's another controversy, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don Michael Ronan.
Is this Mike the CP comic?
Yes, sir.
Did you use the Hollywood Super Madam, Mike?
No.
Did you? Who are you looking for?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're right here.
Hi, it's Mike the CP comic. It's us. It's Don and Mike. How are you, sir?
Good. How about you, sir?
Doing fine, sir.
I just want to tell you I was just in L.A. I saw a taping of King of Queens.
Oh, you really did?
Yeah.
All right.
And 2 weeks ago, and I did meet Leah, and I did say I heard you a lot on Don and Mike, and she was very complimentary to you guys.
And this was 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
he's telling the truth.
Thank you, Mike, the CB comic. Right. Was she taping the episode where she has an abortion?
No.
No.
She wasn't.
No. No.
Okay. How's the stand-up going?
Good. Also, I got to do a pilot last year with Chris Titus, and I did send Mike a copy along with Rob few months ago.
And Rob, did you file those right away?
Remember, Mike, we watched it?
Yeah, it was great.
It was good.
I think it's good. Good luck with that, Mike.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, buddy. You too, Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lying to the handicapped is a sin.
Hell. We're going to hell. I never saw that, Rob.
I watched it. Christopher,
you really did watch it?
Christopher Titus played a get-it-done type, worked by his own book cop, who was assisted by the handicapped.
How did it go?
I watched most of it.
Okay.
Most of it.
Gotcha.
I couldn't tell which was Mike. There is like five helpers.
That is a guy who actually has CP and is a stand-up comic, which is why we gave him the time to get through.
He actually opened for us when we used to do our little Las Vegas-style show. He went on stage and opened for us
and
one time.
Come on, he's really sweet on you, doesn't he? Always call. Hi, Mike.
And didn't he kill the night that he opened for us? He did really, really well.
He did 30 really great minutes, told two jokes.
He has great. That's the joke he used.
Great timing.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I was listening to that interview with that girl, Sasha.
Yeah.
She's not a girl, ma'am. She's a lady.
Whoa. So when she was, you know, she was really going for the dramatic when she said, oh, I got sent to the worst prison in California. Well, I've been in prison in California.
Shock. That's a shock.
Now, the prison guy, I was looking at her papers. The prison's got an interesting name. I think it's called Chowchilla.
Yeah, it's right outside of Madera, and really what it is, it's the Northern Reception Center as well as the Northern Prison for California, and it's all levels. It's level one, which would be your first termer's real minimum, all the way.
What were you in for, you bad girl?
You're level three.
Hey, what were you in for?
Honestly and truly, petty theft.
Petty theft, were you in the bad part, or were you in level one's the bad?
No, level one is minimum security. That's like, you know, when you have, they go by.
Yeah, okay.
System.
I know what minimum security is. What level were you on?
I also went to fire camp, which is really minimum security. And maybe she didn't qualify for that. But being at a first termer, she was definitely minimum.
Oh, that lady's giving me a headache worse than the other lady. I had to hang up on her.
It goes without saying, don't you think, that they were in the northern part of California?
She had to be in the wing for everybody. It was like, just put them all in one room together.
You know what we could do? We could put Jody and that woman together and make a prison movie.
Oh.
And that would be the title of it. This film is not yet rated.
Hi, ladies.
Sorry, Mike, the CP comment.
I'm the worst.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Faggot, 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 faggot.
The question that first comes to mind is, he lost a son, his wife has breast cancer. Why was it funny to call him a faggot? I mean, what was the attempt, do you think?
It's funny to hear Larry use the word, isn't it?
Larry, from the corner.
Why didn't you call him a faggot?
What's going on?
Hey, faggot.
Use that word in your daily life?
Well, this is just his shtick. This is what I'm called to does. And the question is, why do people at CNN and MSNBC keep inviting her to the shows? I think there is some responsibility.
She hasn't been here in a long time.
She hasn't been here since 2005. but she has been.
It was a faggot. I'm going to say that the next time I'm on stage when they invite me to one of their shows.
You do it at these Devendos.
I do it now, and it's incorporated into my regular Larry.
These Devendos, faggots.
That's the way I want to do it. Now, you want to talk about one of them guys, that's Shepard Smith.
On many shows. She was on Hardball with Chris Matthews a few months ago, and she called Al Gore a total fag. I mean, this is not a surprise. This is a woman who has said we should put rat poison in Jack Stevens's creme brulee, who had said, should we impeach or assassinate Bill Clinton? This is not just some kind of random remark.
Don't you think it's a poor attempt at humor?
No, of course
it's not.
You think
she wants to assassinate Bill Clinton?
No, I don't know what she wants. All I know is that she's toxic.
Faggot.
The Don and Mike Show.
The question that first comes to mind is, he lost a son. His wife has breast cancer. Why was it funny to call him a fag? I mean,
they will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. We got to get to this right now because the FCC is so screwed up. You know, we did the show today's show, yeah, right at the beginning. Wanted to mention an article was in today's Washington Post about a clinic that a guy has started here,
right,
for reconstructive surgery, plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery on women's vaginas,
mm-hmm,
and also giving women their hymen back.
Right.
As it turns out, we danced around this, and back at the station, the lawyers are going crazy, and they're
right,
emailing John and saying, oh, we can't do this.
Can't discuss it.
Someone was cited for this. You can't do this. You can't, mm-hmm, do this. You can't do this. So I was yelling at John and at Rob and just in general about the FCC and how we overreact. And they hipped me to a couple of letters on the FCC's website,
mm,
about complaints that people had during the Super Bowl broadcast.
Uh-huh. Usually that generates complaints because of its sheer volume of viewers.
Now, you always hear about the complaints during something like a Super Bowl or a World Series, the Grammys or whatever.
High profile, then.
As it turns out, how many people in America alone watch the Super Bowl? Like 100 million, 200
yeah,
million, almost
yeah,
all of us, everybody?
Yeah.
They got 150 complaints out of 150 million people. There were two topics that people complained about during this year's Super Bowl, and we have letters that people sent to the commission that the FCC's taking seriously. Can you guess what the two objectionable things were?
I think I know what one of them was. One of them was Prince.
Yes, indeed, the rivalry continues, but this time
Jim
on Peyton's turf.
Jim Vance.
Jim Vance and his salty language.
Mike, you're right about the first one.
The other one I couldn't tell you because I watched the whole broadcast.
Prince.
I watched the pregame show and I watched the halftime show,
mm-hmm,
and I can't imagine what besides that. Because
the Snickers commercial.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta,
oh, my God.
Yeah. You gotta read a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where's the one about... Let's start.
And the Prince one, I think I heard we talked about.
Here we go.
Where he's behind the screen, right?
Yeah, here we go. This is on the FCC website. To whom it may concern, I am from Deleted and a mother of two daughters, 9 and 12. My family and I are very much into NFL football, so when our team made it to the Super Bowl, we were excited to watch. Needless to say, once again, the Super Bowl halftime show should have had a triple X rating before parents allowed their children to watch it.
Amen.
Everything was fine until the unveiling of the cloth silhouette that showed Prince with his guitar. It makes me sick. My kids were in the living room and watched this adult male on TV make graphic gestures with his guitar, making it look like he was holding onto a penis and testicles.
Hmm.
I cannot believe you allowed this on the air. Then yes, I can. I'm sure I'm not the only person who's written about this. You should know when my children saw this, my oldest daughter said to me, I can't believe they allowed him to do that on TV, Mom. So is this something we can look forward to from now on? Sexual gestures and nudity? And what not? Oh! It's in the FCC complaint letter.
Oh, no!
Or is the FCC going to do something about it? That's an average letter that they got about Prince.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you were going to get to that one first.
Then you've got this one,
mm-hmm,
about the Snickers bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, what website are these on where people can find these?
The Smoking Gun.
Thank you, SmokingGun.com. Here's another one to the FCC. And names and towns deleted. Aloha, FCC.
Huh.
That's how it starts.
Wonder what state.
Aloha, FCC,
right,
comma.
Texas.
I was watching the Super Bowl on CBS when I unfortunately found myself watching a commercial for the candy bar Snickers.
Right. We all remember that one.
It featured two down-home country boy middle-aged mechanics with their heads together under the hood of a car looking at the motor, evidently working on it. One guy takes out a candy bar, peels off the wrapper, inserts it into his mouth with evident sensual pleasure. So far, so good.
That's what I got out of him.
Sure. Suddenly the second redneck mechanic leans over and starts chewing on the other end of this phallic object like two lovers might eat a banana together. Their lips meet. Their tongues obviously entwine.
Uh-huh.
At that point, I turned it off, thoroughly disgusted and offended. Had this been a romantic setting, it still would have been inappropriate. Even a man and a woman would have been appropriate. But at least I could have seen this sex coming and moved on. But two mechanics under the hood of a car suddenly making out? This was a shock. Obviously calculated to make an impression by grossing people out.
Wow, this is just astonishing to me. And I'm still trying to, you know, decipher the Prince thing because am I not sophisticated enough? I didn't see that when he was behind the screen.
Oh, that was my
first thought.
Really?
We talked about it, but she writes testicles.
No.
And I didn't see
I mean,
that.
I know he was doing that, but maybe it just, it was so Prince, it just didn't phase me at all.
Don't you remember, Mike, it was a 1 second thing, and we all
thought behind
the same
screen.
Thing.
Yeah, it's right. But it wasn't that big a deal.
That's his letter about the commercial. I was disgusted, and my interest in watching any future commercials is completely gone. Even now, I'm taping the game and writing you, because I feel violated by having that disgusting image inserted into my mind, into such a setting, so completely unexpected. God knows I didn't turn on the Super Bowl expecting to be tricked into watching gay sex.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad I wasn't sitting here with my two boys and having to talk about my surprise and my revulsion. If you can make an issue out of Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, you ought to do something about this.
Uh-huh.
I doubt very many people were all that upset with Janet Jackson. I can easily imagine people are upset with this commercial. I am. P.S. No need to respond to me.
Uh-huh.
I will be watching to see if anyone's going to make an issue out of this.
One of the things I noticed, you said that there's like 150 letters, and the ones that they have on the smoking gun, there's like three or four of them that come from the same woman. So I wonder if it's like one of those parent, you know, TV council things.
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it. Don't they generate hundreds of letters out of one organization?
It's entirely possible.
One excerpt I saw, a guy wrote, thanks, CBS, for turning my son gay.
Oh, my God. Here's another one, Mike. CBS sports producers knew when that former penist named Prince brought out that guitar, it wasn't going to be good. What are we going to have next? Black Sabbath biting the heads off bats? Or other pornographic entertainment at the next halftime show CBS Sports presents? CBS has pulled this before, and they seem ready to do it again, as if only teenage boys are watching.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, some teenage boys are disgusted, too. I was in the room with one.
Wow.
Yeah, I had him tied to the chair, had him shaved out and covered in honey
just to be accurate.
Watched the Super Bowl.
Just to be accurate, Prince's guitar was his little symbol, right?
Right.
That guitar that he was using was his little symbol.
Right.
The symbol for Prince. That's the Prince symbol.
Right. I'm just
not saying.
You're right.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Maybe I think really it's ridiculous.
Right. Both of these events in the context of the Super Bowl is ridiculous. You should look at it from the standpoint of we're a country of 300 million people. 150 douchebags wrote letters to the FCC. The FCC should take these letters, roll them up, and smoke them.
They won't.
Instead of treating them as if they were written by God himself and something must be done about them.
And I would be very curious, as John said, to know out of these 150 complaints, how many people generated these 150 complaints. Because really, for the Janet Jackson thing, wasn't it an astronomical number of these complaints that were generated
in
out of
thousands,
like one website, you know?
And this is goddamn K Street in D.C. calling our hotline saying, shut up, shut up, shut up.
And we were reading out of the Washington Post a story. That's how that conversation was generated.
Legitimate news.
And if you're the FCC, don't you get these letters and at some point just want to write back and go, you know, dear homophobe, sorry you were offended. Suck a D. Your friends at the FCC.
See, that's the thing. I would get the impression that the people at the FCC in power maybe don't want to write those letters back. Maybe. I think if they did, they might.
Got it.
In a matter of speaking, and right now they're investigating.
Here's another one. Here's another one. My son exclaimed, quote, what the... ... when he saw the Snickers commercial.
Oh, still the Snickers commercial. Snickers commercial, it blows my mind.
Yeah. God knows I didn't turn on my Super Bowl expecting to be tricked into watching gay porno. Here's another letter. My husband rushed in to see the men kissing. This violates our religious beliefs and exposes our children to obscene and gay behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I want something done about this, CBS.
This is astonishing.
Why did the husband rush in to see it then? Do you think maybe he swished in to see it?
Then we had a TiVo and we watched it a second time.
Here's another good one, Mike. Dear FCC, the pro-homosexual theme of this year's Super Bowl was disgraceful.
Oh, my God.
Just because 6% of our population is gay, gay porn does not need to be included in our broadcast.
Amen.
Here's one last one. I am incredibly offended. I am concerned the halftime show will have an unfortunate lasting effect on my son, who hoped to be a quarterback and now thinks he will turn out gay.
Oh,
thank you, CBS, for turning my son gay.
Wow.
I'm not making up these letters.
Amazing. Absolutely astonishing.
These are the real...
Very important people to be are aware of the type of minds that are driving our government agencies to action, which is exactly what happened here.
Yep.
You know, meanwhile, the real stuff that matters is kind of swept under the carpet. Fortunately, a lot of that, you know, like the guys that are getting injured over in Iraq,
right?
Finally, that comes to the forefront. Meanwhile, this is what our government's paying attention to before that. You know, put your energy in the right spot.
Is there even a single letter about that little film piece they did where Boomer was giving Phil Simms a rub down? There's nothing about that?
No one objected.
With the warm
nobody
oil?
Nobody cared. But Snickers, oh, nobody's going to eat Snickers candy bars anymore. Damn.
Thanks for making my son gay.
Wow.
Here's another one, too. That
it is. You know what? We laugh at it. I'm trying to laugh at it, but I'm also scared of it. I'm terrified.
You should be.
I am terrified about a lot of things that are going on right now.
Dear FCC, I feel violated. I feel raped. Sexually.
Amazing.
Yeah, thanks for straightening that out. That it was a sexual rape, not an intellectual rape.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Not a rape of your foot, not a rape of your arm.
I just, my heart goes out to that family that now they're not going to have a son that's going to be a quarterback.
Their son is now queer because he wants the Snickers.
So very sorry.
Dear FCC, I feel raped, nasally raped. By the Snickers ad.
You know what I'm also thinking right now? I wish the Snickers ad had been funnier.
Yeah.
I really wish it had been funnier.
What if
Prince, then I'd be more indignant right now.
What if Prince had his guitar in the Snickers
ad? Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Then that would be something.
And they were all behind a silk screen.
I feel sexually raped.
Right.
Dear Commissioner, once again, I had to leave my grandchildren behind because of lousy choices by CBS Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, they had a halftime show. It was a bare breast. This time, Prince was playing with his phallic guitar.
Right.
Don't you have young children? Haven't you yet learned that CBS Sports is the wrong outfit to run the Super Bowl? The pregame had some matters of interest, but all in all, Fox and NBC do a better job. First of all, the commentators are a yawn, but then CBS pulls a one-hit has-been on for halftime. And don't even get me started on the Snickers commercial.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. Leave CBS, or next time, if it's on that network, I'll listen by radio.
Hi, guys. This is Jim Nance. Listen, for next halftime show, please get me a box of the non-phallic guitars. Please.
No more shadow puppets.
You know, maybe the son has turned gay because of the Cirque du Soleil. No one's mentioned that. There's one thing can't be making that boy gay.
Hi, this is Jim Nance. Is there a chance we could get a guitar with less frets?
That is the best letter. It will have an unfortunate lasting effect on my son.
Yeah.
Quote, who had hoped to be a quarterback and now will turn out gay.
Unreal.
Thanks, CBS, for turning my son gay.
You know, here's another thing. You know what's astonishing?
God damn, what's wrong with me?
What's astonishing about this, there is so much content on television.
Oh, yeah.
That you could go bananas up, but it's the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's the Super Bowl to get this going.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Hello.
Yeah, I actually got a letter back from the FCC over a complaint I sent to them. This was back when you guys, during the original crackdown, when they were getting on your guys' ass about everything. And it basically said they don't set the policy of what the guidelines are.
So what was your letter? Was your letter, like, defending us?
Yeah, Actually, I called up, or I didn't call up, excuse me, I wrote them a letter. I was pissed off. You guys were getting hassled.
And listen, this is the pong game that goes on between broadcasters and the FCC. Broadcasters say, you got to tell us what the limits are. The FCC is, hey, you got to define the limits. Mm-hmm. And then as soon,
exactly.
as soon as you do something that pisses off some douchebag like a Snickers commercial,
right.
rather than the FCC stepping in and saying, this is really not a big deal, they're going to throw out the baby with the bathwater right away.
It's really, really important, and it's still every single day. It's evolving. It's changing. And, you know, everybody's trying to dance around and figure out what the rules should be. The book hasn't been written yet, no.
I serious heard on this show.
Serious, right.
I was not asking for titillating reasons.
No.
I never seen one.
Yeah, and it was we thought it was kind of interesting.
What's it look
it was,
like?
It was so interesting that the editors of the Washington Post thought that they would put an article in their health section.
On the front page.
About this. And
on
I think
the
it's
front
right.
page of the health section.
I think we were having an entertaining and also informative and, you know, discussion.
And
not the least bit gay. No. Yeah, but, you know, and we tried to get a sponsor for that opening segment, but Snickers said no. Snickers said absolutely not.
All right, Keith Rice said.
Snickers said no. Gibson Guitars said no.
That's right. We're
Nobody.
All going, we're all going insane. I think that's the long and short
okay, Keith Rice, what else do we got for? Oh, we got to hit a break here, but hold on a second. Tomorrow we'll talk about Simon Cowell, because we'll all watch American Idol tonight. He's got thoughts about Britney, and he doesn't like Taylor Hicks, and he doesn't like Frenchie. God, Simon's just running his mouth.
Is it true that Taylor Hicks' album is going to be, of all the winners, the worst-selling album?
It is right now. He's way outsold by Chris Daughtry.
First one that probably won't go platinum, they said, right?
Tobey Maguire is not going to do another Spider-Man after the third one is out. Hold on a second. I mentioned this to Mike this morning, as a matter of fact. Regis got gypped out of his America's Got Talent job.
Yeah, indeed.
He was, you know, he was the host of that reality show last year.
Mm-hmm.
He got S-canned. And they're replacing it with Jerry Springer.
Yeah, his public stance is that, you know, he didn't like to travel and all that, and it was very, but that's not true at
there
all.
There was more behind that, wasn't there, Mike?
A tremendous amount behind that, and he's devastated.
Why don't we take a break, and we'll discuss it. We'll have an ad-lib, off-the-cuff commentary about this news story when we come back.
If he wants to talk.
Regis Philbin turned my son gay. Dear FCC, please. Okay, pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And they had a blog on the other day that some of you may have seen. I've been teased about it relentlessly. Excuse me, patting her backside, which I did not do. The camera lies. It's a fraud.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just very average. Don and Mike.
And our website, above average. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Lots of stuff for you. You got the message boards, cooking. You got the videos, Photoshop. I don't know which we're laughing at more now these days. All the Photoshop stuff. Or we just watched the video. We don't even have time to start to describe it today.
But is it safe to say that it might get him another guesting spot on the show?
Yes. Our former producer, Frank Murphy.
Yes.
One of our listeners, God, one of our little brains out there, found out. Now, Frank is doing radio, I think, in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I think that's where he is, yes.
And anyway, he is doing a spot in a commercial where he's playing a man, well, he's playing himself, a man wearing children's PJs, sitting in a bunk bed, and it's a commercial for a bunk bed store.
A bunk bed store, and Frank is there in his jammies, and it's a silent film. He has no dialogue, but he does make sounds of driving.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
No words, though.
Shall we contact his representation?
Yes, have his people get him on the show.
Let's wait a couple days.
Let it cool off.
Let it heat up.
It's one of those things, if you saw it on YouTube, you'd go, why is this so funny?
Big deal.
But when you
I don't think it's a local commercial. I think it's a national chain. It has that local quality to it.
John, do you know who put that up? Is that even does give credit?
I cannot give you a hold on one.
Give me a screen name, because whoever found that is really a genius.
It was put up by Ever Backwards.
Ever Backwards, thank you.
There you go. There's a shout out to Ever Backwards.
Yeah.
Funny video. It's on the viral video page of our website on mikeandmike.com. Let me see. Okay. Oh, right. Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Jerry Springer was supposed to be a joke when he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
He was supposed to be like the goofy guy that everyone would hate, and as it turns out, America kind of embraced him, and he's become so popular now that he's taken Regis's job away on America's Got Talent.
Uh-oh.
Right? That's the name of the show?
It's trouble for Regis.
And you're upset, correct, Regis?
What?
You're upset, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm goddamn upset.
You got a breath? What's going on?
I just came down. They told me they wanted to talk, and I really don't feel good about anything. It's the writing's on the wall. As you know, the writing is on the wall. You know what I'm going to be left doing?
What?
Letterman. That's all it's going to be. I told Joy.
Regis, keep it together, Regis.
I told Joy just the other day. I said, Joy, this is it. I saved networks. Don't you understand? Huh. I saved networks. That's what I do. And now that, I know how old I am. I look in the mirror. I know what I'm looking back at. I'm looking back at a tired, shriveled, man, I tell you, oh, Christ, you got enough steps here in this building?
Regis.
I mean, that's getting in here. Yes. Why don't you put one of the, how about an elevator?
Yes.
Why don't you get in with the 21st century?
You still have your daytime show? You still have the Regis and Kelly show?
That's, I'll have that one forever. I know that. I'll have that forever. But that's not what I wanted. I want the big stuff. I want network. I was the host of Millionaire. No, put Meredith Vieira on. She's a young girl. Nicer face. She's a young girl of the mid to late 40s. Get those kids on. Get those children hosting the shows. I've got broadcast experience.
Right. Tell me the truth here, then, because the press release says, Jerry Springer will host the second season of America's Got Talent. Regis Philbin hosted the first season, but since it films in Los Angeles, and Live with Regis and Kelly is in New York.
I'm sorry that I'm crying.
He said the traveling was too strenuous.
It was dumb. Bull.
Oh,
God, I wish I could use the real word. Passed over for Foxworthy? On that that fifth grade show? I swear to God. Yeah, great. Great song, Flippin' Hillbilly. I hate life. You know what I'm going to do? In the old days, I studied this at Notre Dame. In the old days of the Roman Empire, the king or the emperor or the senator who was... not valued anymore in society around the Romans, would go into a tub and open his veins. And Joy's going to come home to our palatial Manhattan apartment one night, and I will just, and the tub will be crimson, because Regis will have gone away.
Regis,
I'm not relevant anymore. They called me, and they were trying to do that whole thing. We understand the travel's been really taxing. What do you say? I travel all the time. I go up to Niagara Falls. Joy and I do our stage show. We have a wonderful time. Let it be.
Hey, you brought your phone with you, huh?
Hello. I know. And I know you. There's nothing you can do about it, Michael.
Oh, this is.
I'm handling press myself.
Must be the producer.
I'm handling the press myself.
His lover, Michael.
I'm not
Gellman.
Yelling at you. You know that this is difficult for me. I know I'm going to be. Yes, I know. That hasn't changed. Stop crying.
Yep.
Stop your. Look, I'm the one that has to cry, Michael. I'll call you back. Oh my God! I just hung up on him.
Can I say that I have never seen you as masculine or forceful as you are right now?
I tell you, I just hung up on Michael Gelman, the only guy that really cares about me. He's in tears. Hello? Oh. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I know. I didn't mean to hang up on you. Hold on, can I take this call off the air?
Go ahead, you
just
big...
Just a little bit off mic.
Big queen, go ahead.
Hold on a second. Go ahead. I don't need to yell at you. You know I'm upset. I love you. I love being with you. I love making love to you. I do. Who's my Brokeback Mountain boy? Who's my Brokeback Mountain boy? Stop your tears. Listen. Your tears. I don't want your salty tears. I want something else salty.
Oh.
All right, do you understand that? Yes, my sweet. I'm wearing the necklace you gave me.
Oh.
Under the undershirt. I know. I love you, too. I love you, I love you, I love you. You've made me feel better. Tonight? Tonight, yes, I'd love to sleep with you tonight. Goodbye.
Oh,
sometimes I've changed my mind. I want to live.
Good for you.
I've changed my mind. I want to live.
Good for you.
I want to live. I don't care about these network TV shows. I don't care that they can't judge America's Got Talent. That network can't judge talent. They don't know what talent is. I am Regis Flippin' Philbin. Do you understand that? That's who I am.
Oh, man. Michael Gelman, he's smarter than a fifth grader.
He really is.
Oh, boy.
He's kind of got the body type of a fifth grader.
Can I get something off my chest, though, briefly, if I may?
You know,
this whole Springer thing, and I said, that's fine. Hire a pedophile. That's who you want. You want to get a pedophile. Wow. You want to get a sex pervert. He's a sex pervert.
Jerry Springer's not a pedophile.
He's a sex pervert.
Do you know what a pedophile is?
Look, I have it in my papers. Gelman gave me this to read on your show.
Do you know what a pedophile is? Do you know what a pedophile is?
It's a sex creep. It's a creepy guy. It's a guy you wouldn't want to have in your neighborhood.
What kind of a creep is a pedophile?
It's a guy that likes to look at sex on the internet. Yeah. On the internet.
It's a guy that likes to have sex with kids.
All right. Not specifically, but I have it here. Jerry Springer paid for a whore with a check.
Huh? Well, that's not being a pedophile.
What kind of idiot is that, huh?
Old story.
He's a pivot.
Long ago.
Hey, Springer, screw Springer. The show's going to go down the tubes, not like when I hosted it. Look at my track record. Look at my record.
You didn't
my
know.
My record stands by itself.
You didn't know what a pedophile was.
I wasn't sure. I've got to read a lot of things, and, you know, we're doing the new...
How would you like it if
we're
Jerry...
doing the new wheel of trivia.
What if Jerry Springer got on it and said that you were a pedophile?
It wouldn't bother me right away, because I'd have to get a definition from Gelman. But, but he's a pivot, is what he is. Hello, well, what? No. I told you I'm not coming back tonight. No, tomorrow night.
You're so hot. Oh, yes. This must be joy.
No joy. Okay. I didn't say that about you. Oh, it's me again. Oh, it's always me. Of course, I'm sorry you didn't like Los Angeles, Joy. I'm sorry you didn't have fun. That's you.
Wow.
That was Joy Philbin.
Who's that?
My wife. Joy. She doesn't like me coming on this show.
Huh.
She doesn't like that. I think she's a sex pervert too. But can I get something else off my chest?
Yes,
seriously. I would appreciate a call from Howard Mandel thanking me for the opportunity for Deal or No Deal.
Mm-hmm.
I made a few phone calls, I filled a few strings. What does your T shirt say that you're wearing? Is that is that crackers? Why are you wearing a...
Packers. Packers.
I'm having trouble reading, man.
Fudge Packers.
Green Bay Packers.
I have another thing to tell you about. That there's one other thing. Can I have a quiet moment with your listeners?
Sure, go ahead, Regis.
Folks, this is Regis. I'm normally not an emotional guy. I certainly wasn't emotional when my brother died. But I have to tell everybody...
How's your sister the crackhead? I forgot about
not
that.
Not good. This is more serious.
Your daughter. I'm sorry, your daughter.
Hold on. Yeah, hold your horses
all right,
there.
Just sorry.
Settle down now. This applies to everybody besides my family. This is yours truly talking, Regis.
Regis Philbin.
This is Regis to your listeners. I'd like to tell everyone the shows are going to be different starting in a few months. Maybe a year.
The Regis and Kelly show?
I won't be able to see. And they've agreed to keep me on if I lose my eyesight. As you can tell by looking at me, I can't read the cards. Kelly will be doing more of the intros. Hmm. I will still be talking about what happened, and I will be getting my newspapers in Braille. So it should be smooth. Hello? Oh, not again. I told you I can still touch you. Don't cry about
who is
the
that?
Is
this Gelman or Joy?
Again. Yeah, Gelman.
Take the call privately.
All right, go ahead, you queen.
You need some help.
Don't cry about the blind thing. You know it's true. It's going to be okay. I can still touch you. I can still touch you the way I always did.
Fair enough.
I don't need my eyes. All I need is my fingers and a sense of smell.
Oh.
There you go. You be nice, my sweet. You calm down, all right? I love your legs. Oh. Who's got the best legs?
Oh, God.
We got to go to the news now.
Oh, hold on. Hey, listen. When I come home, I'll give you a nice leg rub. You want a leg rub? All right. I love you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Was that Joy?
Sure. Got news coming up? Remember, Springer, pivot. Don't forget, he's a pivot. He touches things, and he likes sex. In bad ways, bad places, all right?
Okay, Regis.
Regis, stand-up guy, Network 7, God bless all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for the news?
I think so.
Pause!
This is the Don and...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A
on their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time of the news now with Fred. Here he is right now, Fred.
Hi, Donna Mike.
By the name of Buzz.
Name.
I know what he's looking for. Female fuzz. Hyman, makes him happy.
Hyman.
Come on, Hyman, make him happy.
I love it when you use proper names.
Hey, hey. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Howdy, Francis.
You know, it's not every day a vice president's chief of staff gets convicted on criminal charges, but this was the case today for a guy named Scooter.
Let's hear it for him right now. Scooter Living, any marvelous?
And try to find a picture of this guy on the internet where he doesn't look like a hump. Really, I mean, that's, you know, I'm a tough guy.
Even on Fox News today, yes, when they announced that he was found guilty of these charges,
right?
Even they had to say, well, he still has that smile on his face.
That smirk, yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't want to call it a smirk.
Right.
It was that really like, eh, all right, you got me.
I know more than you do, yeah.
Hi, Scooter.
Scooter.
Scootermobile.
Well, fortunately for the vice president, Scooter Libby resigned from that lofty position as chief of staff when this investigation began. Today, Scooter was found guilty of obstructing the investigation into who exposed a CIA agent and then lying about it. One juror said there's no question Scooter's guilty, but he said he also thinks Libby was the fall guy for others in the White House and kind of feels sorry for Scooter.
There's no question he was the fall guy.
Hey, what's happening, Carl Rove?
How are you, Don? Another good day. We got our fall guy.
Yeah. The ex-spy's husband believes the White House wanted to punish him, one of its harshest critics, by outing his wife, Valerie Plame, as a CIA operative, which ended her undercover career. But again, fortunately for the vice president, the prosecutor says he's not likely to charge anyone else. Scooter's lawyer says his client is totally innocent and that they will appeal. As things stand now, Scooter faces several years in prison and $1 million fine.
That's Scooter. Hey, come on, let's all get past that name.
You better change that name before he goes into the joint.
Yeah, I think so.
Goddamn right.
Scooter ain't gonna
Scooter's kind of a sexy name if you're going into the Hoos Gallery.
I mean, he's older than the most fish that come in there, but I think, you know, Scooter... Scooter's going to get some attention.
I'd like to ride that scooter.
The White House.
Yeah,
there it is.
That's going to happen. The White House says the president has no comment.
Climb onto my handlebar mustache, scooter.
No comment indefinitely. Now, the Pentagon, by the way, this also just in this afternoon, says it may need to send 30,000 troops to Iraq for the president's surge instead of the 21 we've been hearing. Coffee, tea, or... Ew, a Northwest Airlines employee has been arrested for assault after allegedly leaving something on a passenger.
Oh, no!
Yeah, yesterday morning, a young female college student was headed back to school taking the red eye from Seattle to Minneapolis. She'd been sleeping until, she says, she awoke to feel the guy in the middle seat, an off-duty Northwest employee.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
Here he is.
I had a dream last night.
Spooning against her and lifting her shirt. When she spun around, he got up and walked away. And then, she says she felt something wet.
Oh, God!
Just people.
On her back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe she could get a bullseye like that. She could want to get that tattoo on her show next week.
Wow, how could... I don't get it. I just don't get it. What, he thought he wouldn't wake her up? I don't know. But then, she says, after she felt the wetness, she said she found more on her clothing and on her seat.
Oh, God. That guy should be in movies.
But maybe he will be. The 20-year-old employee, Sam Gonzalez, who was off-duty at the time, has been suspended. He could get up to 6 months in jail.
Now, I'll make these jokes. I'll make these jokes all the time now. I know if it had been you doing that, the structural integrity of the plane might have been compromised.
Yeah, it would have been one of those things where the masks would have fallen, the oxygen masks, and someone would have been sucked out of the door.
Oh, my God. And somebody would have come in. It was a hole just about that wide.
Now they are concerned about
it. Was a hole as big as one of those gold... silver dollars. You know, I'm sorry, that's idiotic. It's not a gold, silver dollar. It is a gold dollar that we have now.
A doubloon, as it were.
A doubloon.
Yes. Government very concerned about liquid explosives. Now that a Florida teenager has gone quiet after weeks of hiccuping, we turn our attention to the North Carolina girl who can't stop sneezing.
Ugh.
Started 3 weeks ago for Brooke Owens of Asheville.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Now doctors are calling her machine gun sneezes a medical mystery. But Brooke's family says it really started 2 years ago and has come and gone repeatedly. It's so distracting, she had to be homeschooled for a while. Doctors have ruled out allergies and nerve disorders. Benadryl helps, but not a lot. It makes her sleepy. Now they're wondering if it's mold or a bit of tissue or a polyp that's irritating her sinuses.
Oh, like the kind that Ed used to bite off of Johnny.
Exactly.
Oh, great one.
Clint? Polyps as big as a gold coin.
That's right, Ed. I've got these polyps. They're the size of a doubloon.
It's a funny word.
And the gold coin thing.
Yeah.
We're never going to buy into that, right, in our society now?
I don't think so.
I don't think we're to the $1 coin. That's really never going to make it, because we are more and more going to be, we're becoming a cashless society, right?
As soon as they release them, I'm buying a big crate of them, Old Sport. I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to like using them for valet parking and flipping them up in the air and say, take that, my good man, like in the ye old days.
I do think the only reason the Mint keeps trying to do it is for the gaming industry.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but the gaming industry is paper now.
Even that is paper now.
They still love the satisfying clink clink of coins.
Nope, it's gone, Rob. It's gone.
When Mike and I were in Atlantic City a couple of weeks ago, we were walking around and commenting on the fact that the machines all had that...
They make the sound now.
The sound.
Oh, artificial.
Really?
You cash out or you hit a jackpot. Wow. When you cash out, you get the little paper that slides down and goes ding, 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 like the sound of change.
And some of the older machines still have the trays on the bottom.
But they never fill?
Mm-hmm. No, they never fill. It's all done with sound effects and paper now.
All I know is those dollar coins are horrible at a strip club.
They keep falling out of the garter.
Oh, you put them in the garter?
Rob keeps chucking them at the girls.
Hard as I can.
That's not right. Then there was the horrible story about the guy that heated one up with his lighter.
Yes. Yeah. Don't put that in the slide.
Terrible. He was thrown out.
Closing in on the man behind 9/11. The CIA is moving more people and equipment into Pakistan based on fresh intelligence about Osama bin Laden's location.
What country was that?
Pakistan.
You said Pakistan.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Is that the proper pronunciation of it?
Sadly, it is.
Is it really Tijuana?
Pakistan.
Pakistan. Kuala Lumpur.
And Hawaii. This is the first time U.S. officials have ever publicly identified Osama's hiding place. Undercover paramilitary guys are already there with the permission of the Pakistani government. Quoting one official, we are very much increasing our efforts there. March is when bin Laden is on the move, heading back into the mountains when the ice and snow there starts to melt.
Hmm.
Are we still chasing him?
Apparently so.
All right, thank you.
Or we've resumed. It's not really
clear. At this point, if we got him, would it make up for everything else that's going on? No.
What do you think?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, not even if you castrated him on halftime of American Idol, I don't think it would be enough satisfaction for
him. And now we know that there are more of him that are going to be made every day.
That's the consensus, yeah. Supposedly, you'll start hearing more new music on your radio. The big radio companies, including this.
That's one. Right.
Right.
Well, we'll see. I'm just telling you what supposedly we're supposed to expect.
Oh, no.
The big companies like this one have agreed to a payola settlement that could shake up playlists on radio stations everywhere. In its simplest form, payola is accepting cash to play a particular artist's music.
I did it.
In this case, it's mostly free trips and other great prizes that were enjoyed by radio employees and listeners.
Did that, too.
Yeah.
In the morning.
He was my partner on that.
You've mentioned that. Statute of limitations has run out on that stuff.
Hello.
Back in your day for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I think so. And the stuff that we had was relatively harmless. I mean,
compared to this. Why are you saying things like that? Why don't you just do what you should do? Why don't you stand up and go, prove it?
Because I'm afraid some people could.
In the morning.
Sorry.
Why push it?
All I know is that there was one trip to... What is the big golf tournament? Tennis tournament in New York every week?
Wimbledon. Not Wimbledon. The U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open.
Right, in Flushing Meadow.
I got a free trip there and stayed at a hotel and got wasted all weekend and partied all weekend, and it was for...
You remember?
I want to say maybe For Your Eyes Only by Sheena Easton.
Good song.
A record that they really didn't even have to pay for.
No. Good song.
But it was one of those deals like, hey, if you had this record, you want to go to New York to a tennis tournament? I was like, I hate tennis. He said, hey,
plenty of drugs as well.
I love tennis.
Well, this kind of wheel greasing is partly why you hear the same artists over and over again.
Hello.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Listeners get cheated. CBS, Clear Channel, Citadel, and Entercom have agreed to pay the government well over $12 million and to give 8,400 half hours of free airtime to local artists and small independent labels.
That's the way that it used to be done. You used to grease a wheel here. You used to slap a hand here. You used to pick up a dinner here. You know.
Make a friend.
And I always...
But at the same time, it should be pointed out, and this is the truth, that you would still have the records that would be undiscovered artists that you would say, hey, man, this is a smash. And they'd throw those ones in, too.
Correct. But
it wasn't all that way.
No, the record companies would always have a crappy record that they were like, they would say, oh, my God, the company is really forcing this down our throats. Is there anything you can do? And that's when, you know, you would go, well, gee, what do you have in your wallet?
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't
do
that up front.
No.
I remember more than one occasion. Well, I'd be with the great Scott Shannon. He was the program director. I'm the music director. He was over 25 years ago at WPGC. When he would call me in for the music meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we first would discuss whatever records we were really going to play on the station. And then we would discuss whatever swag there was.
Sure.
And he would be very honest with me a lot of times. They'd say, boy, here's what you can get out of this. Because he was the program director. I was the music director.
Mm-hmm.
So he always got the best stuff. He got trips, you got cash, you got lots more stuff than I did. By the time it trickled down to me, quite often it would be, it's probably him calling now, quite often it would be either, hey boy, you want a gold record? You want a satin jacket? Or you want some blow? I would always, you know me, it was always, let me think.
It was the 80s.
Let me think.
Right.
And then he would make the call. Yeah. He'll take the same as me.
Wow.
Needless to say, I didn't end up with many jackets.
That's your order, yeah. With the radio station.
Those are wet. Those days are far behind you now.
Yeah, we can't get money or drugs for doing talk radio.
But you wouldn't care if you could.
I wouldn't. I don't do drugs now, Mike.
That's right.
I still do money, though.
Yeah. And jackets.
Yes. I'm like, listen, bring the payola on. I mean, what is it that we could possibly promote if we could get payola for?
We couldn't. And we don't.
I mean, I wish we could. Mm-hmm. Christ, I've tried with the products that I buy, that I purchase.
Right.
I've tried to whore myself out.
Yes, you have.
No, you haven't. None of us have. And we signed something to that effect.
Mike, I'm doing comedy right now.
Of course, yes. I think it's important to point that out.
I like it when you get uptight about something like that.
Goddamn right I do.
Well, the radio companies...
And I got news for you. I never sign those papers. I never do.
Good. They got nothing on you.
I never do.
You know what this is? This is all Hyman. This is the whole...
Yeah.
He's bad boy. He's BBD today.
Hyman Swagger.
He is BBD today.
Well, radio,
this is the day that I feel like I'm having a taser in here today.
I really have not signed... All the indecency stuff, all that stuff, anytime that comes my way, I say, you know what that is? That's like an invitation to be fired, so I don't sign it.
Right.
Have you signed yours?
I don't recall. What's next on the news?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to tell you, the radio companies say they'll pay this money and provide this airtime.
You're a good man, Mike. You've not signed yours
either. Why do I think we'll be signing it tomorrow?
Oh, please. Like, they're going to remember. like they're going to courier over whatever it is we haven't signed.
Yeah.
And they'll forget about it.
You know, it just seems to me that, when we're wrestling with the bear sometimes, you don't want to make the bear angrier than it already is.
Don't poke the bear. That's what I was looking for, Buzz.
Right.
Don't poke the
bear.
Don't poke
the bear.
We're going to try to make this right,
BBD.
So long as they don't have to admit any wrongdoing.
Okay, all is a way of business.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was.
To some extent, it exists in our society in all kinds of ways.
Absolutely. You're right about that.
I mean,
it is in so many different ways.
Even now with even though the celebrities that go to the Academy Awards and the Grammys and everything and the Sundance Film Festival, even though they are now taxed on their goodie bags, you know what the goodie bag is? It's a modern word for payola. It's a modern word for, hey, get your ass out here, and we're going to give you about $80,000 worth of free stuff.
What about a nightclub in Las Vegas that pays... $100,000 to have Paris Hilton come to their nightclub.
Your room?
And you go to suites. There's suites all around the Sundance Film Fest where you go, you pick up watches, you pick up sunglasses, and they bill it as, like, advertisements.
But just any schlub can't walk
in. No, you have to be invited.
Right.
No, but it's on a different scale. It's just like radio, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just talking about movie executives, TV executives.
Hey, is that George Clooney wearing that watch? Hey, where do you get that? You know, that kind of thing. That's it. Well, if you've ever feared that the Disney folks would someday unleash an army of robots to enslave the American people, that day may be here. And that's our story when we continue.
You know how to grab them.
All right, Buzz.
I swear to God. Robots taking the world over.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
But it is chilly and it is windy.
I used to love this one. Now on WLS, Come Together. Nice trick if you can do it. Thank you.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You ever use that one on the pig?
WPGC, sure.
You know, I must have missed that.
You know, it was a joke I used once. I used it 1,000 times.
I would have loved that one.
Boom, boom, boom. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I mean, hi, Fred.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Faggot.
Faggot.
Just wanted to play the tape.
I am cold.
Let me see. This is just where we... Give me a moment, Buzz.
We promo things coming up.
Or we catch up on the tapes that we didn't play today.
Well, that's right.
We played... The toddler's asking for weed.
And we played the response of the guy who said he was high.
We played to the tape of George Bush Sr. talking about grabbing Terry Hatcher's ass.
Yeah, I'm not
hammer trick.
Not buying that.
Do you care about John Edwards replying to Ann Coulter?
I'd be curious.
First of all, we should not give attention to selfish, childish, hate.
Okay.
Yeah, then we have Ann Coulter's joke about Barack Obama.
I never heard that one.
I think Democrats have hit on the perfect candidate with Barack Obama, or as I call him, B. Hussein Obama. B. Hussein Obama is...
That's a joke.
What an ass.
And what else did we not hear today? I don't know what... This is just labeled... Cosby's one last pudding commercial idea.
You'll like this. I have one Jell-O pudding commercial left in me, but it's not with kids. You have a close-up on me?
Yeah.
This is Bill Cosby with the pudding pops. And then you pull back and all these people, 80, 90 years old.
Okay, Bill.
Well, I don't doubt he'll be eating pudding.
That's funny.
I'm like it.
Those are the tapes we did.
Faggot.
Pretty soon, Cosby will be making some pudding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as long as you ask, tomorrow on the show.
What is on tomorrow?
I know that one of our guests is one of the originators of the TV show Cops, who has a new show about the mob in Miami. Am I right about that? The mob in Miami on A&E. Brand new show starts Monday night.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. I can't wait.
We'll have the guy on tomorrow.
Great. There you're bad.
There you go, Buzz.
Yeah.
Faggot.
All right. Hi, Fred.
Business done. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Howdy.
The Disney Imagineers have taken audio animatronics to a whole new level in the form of Muppets. Disney didn't create the Muppets. It bought them from the estate of the late Jim Henson.
Right.
And it paid a lot for those characters. And Disney likes to dress people as the characters it owns and turn them loose in the Disney theme parks. But Muppets are too small for people to fit inside, so the Imagineers turned them into interactive cyborgs.
Yeah.
The bungling Muppet scientist Bunsen Honeydew and his sidekick Beaker are now mingling with the crowds at Disney World, telling Sally that's a nice yellow dress and cracking jokes. Unlike the costume humans, these guys can talk. Disney calls it the Living Character Initiative, which is scary.
It's terrifying.
But Disney. It couldn't come at a better time. A new report says one out of every three people who dresses as a Disney character to roam the parks, sign autographs, and pose for pictures gets injured on the job. One out of three. According to government figures, these folks get hurt more than meat packers, more than baggage handlers, and more than iron workers.
Thank you!
As they walk into stuff. In 2000, that's part of it.
Right.
In 2005, 1,900 people dressed as 270 characters, and more than 700 of them got hurt. Aside from the kicking and punching they endure, the costumes are heavy. Buzz Lightyear's weighs 50 pounds. All this for between $7 and $13 an hour.
I did see that ridiculous lawsuit that the guy had against Tigger.
Yes.
Was dropped.
Right.
Some guy, maybe you saw this in the news, was taking a video of his kids with Tigger, and Tigger had one of the kids in a headlock, and the kid was, like, just horsing around.
I remember.
And the guy in the Tigger suit just, you know, with his big Tigger paw, his big Disney paw, tapped the kid. The father sues for assault.
Yeah, and was all excited because he had it on video. I have the videotape.
On video.
Yeah.
And remember,
and I never root for Disney, but I rooted for Disney in that
Yeah,
case.
Screw the guy. It's too litigious.
They might be making $7 an hour, but remember, they're all boning each other. Remember,
yeah, right. The dwarves are, right?
That's right.
Didn't the college kids live in a dorm. The kids who play the Disney characters in Disney World.
I really want to apologize to my friend Scott the Dwarf. That they're not all little people.
Yes, no, they are, Mike. Yes, they are. They're all midgets. And for the taller characters, they stand on each other's shoulders.
Yes.
Like the Three Stooges.
The dwarves are held captive for just such purposes.
And I do remember when we had a whole segment on the show that featured not only the people that had crazy sex at Disney World dressed in the costumes, but they had a website that
videos,
was devoted like to their... to their screw house, right?
Screw house.
Mm-hmm. They were all feeling goofy.
And that's H-A-U-S, umlaut.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, Disney doesn't often lose in court, but it did in this case. Disney's just lost a trademark battle with a British porn producer. Michael Whiteman of Newcastle owns the rights to the phrase, a place where dreams come true. He uses it to promote the distribution of his films through cell phones. He didn't like it that Disney was also using the phrase to promote his theme park.
So he sued them.
Yeah, and so at Disney, a place where dreams come true will now become the place where dreams come true.
I bet he spells one of those words differently in his ad.
Yeah, but Disney could never do it that way.
No.
If they spelled that provocative word and that right. If there's a word that is spelled with either three letters or four letters.
Uh-huh. Right. And is that the most amazing spelling change in the world, to just make something nasty?
Yeah. Yeah. But doesn't it let you know right away?
Oh, exactly.
Which
right.
one? You know, come and get your love? Doesn't it tell
come
you right away?
Come and see
away?
Us. Very clear, yes.
Right.
Now, for some people, the place where dreams come true is Kazakhstan, home of Borat. Conveniently located in Central Asia, Kazakhstan is geographically the ninth largest country in the world.
Very nice. I cannot wait to get home. I am sure my Borat DVD is waiting for me.
I'm sure. It's I saw it in the store today.
Pre-ordered it on Amazon, and it has 30 minutes of deleted scenes.
All right.
Fantastic.
Cannot wait.
Very nice. Tell us about it. Until Sacha Baron Cohen made a movie ridiculing Kazakhstan, tourists never went there. Now they do.
Very nice.
In droves. That's not what anybody expected, including Kazakhstan. In fact, worldwide surveys put it as the number one must-see destination for 2007.
Very nice.
Kazakhstan.
Wow.
A glitzy and luxurious Radisson Hotel has just opened in the northern city of Astana. The views of the mountains and the lake, I'm told, is spectacular. At dinner, you might even be honored as an important guest with the serving of your very own sheep's head in Kazakhstan.
Very nice.
Still a little Kazakhstan.
Very nice.
Very much so.
Good.
Among Republicans in the upcoming presidential race, Rudy Giuliani is the clear favorite at this point, which makes him a bigger target, especially since he's giving us a lot to work with. Today, the man who would be president is asking for privacy after his estranged son, Andrew, told ABC News he has problems with his dad. Andrew also said he thinks...
Is this the brat that used to get up
and
mug for the camera?
Yes, correct.
He's estranged from him? He's all grown up, and they've been estranged, he and his father, for a few years now.
Doesn't he have issues? Didn't he, like, side with the mom in that whole...
Yeah, when Rudy left his third wife and got together with Judith Nathan, that's when Rudy became estranged from his son, Andrew. Now, quoting Andrew to ABC News, I got my values from my mother. She's a strong woman. The former mayor had an affair and remarried, as I mentioned. Giuliani's asked for his privacy to deal with this estrangement from his only son and his third wife. New Yorkers are all up to date on this, and Giuliani's other quirks and foibles as well. But to the rest of the country, this is not your usual candidate.
Hey, it'll be fun, though.
Yeah, I think so. And finally, sometimes when somebody gets promoted to a position of authority, the power goes to their heads. Sometimes
Johnny Gorman.
What were you saying?
I was saying, and sometimes.
I thought you said he's awesome.
No, he says
he's awesome.
Oh. Johnny Gorman.
I know he's become a total ass.
but it isn't just that. But it's not just the power that goes to their heads. Sometimes it goes to their groins.
Yeah.
Right.
And Johnny Gorman.
This was the case with former Army Staff Sergeant Edmundo Estrada at Fort Eustis around Hampton, Virginia. He's accused of using his drill sergeant status to get jiggy with the male recruits.
Hey.
A number of them.
Gay.
have come forward to say he made them pose shirtless for pictures so he could record their muscular development.
You belong in a tree. You're a nut.
Some say he made them dress in spandex and pose.
Gay.
Homo.
And they say he ordered them not to tell anyone. Estrada now faces a string of charges, including making one soldier dress up as Superman and act out scenes from a Superman-themed porn film. At ease, soldier. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. That wouldn't be Man of Steel, would it?
Yes, and Buns of Steel.
Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0900.
You're doing the gay version of Full Metal Jacket.
That's a gay Arlie Ermey.
Super duper. Private Powell, is that a jelly? Because you are a disgusting fat body. Private Pile. Joker, Joker, Joker. Private Joker.
Somebody write that down. Someday that would be a good go-to.
Yeah. Yes.
A gay recreation of Full Metal Jacket.
We could do it. We could pull it off.
Hi, Joker.
Full Metal Jacket.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
We got to fly. We will get tomorrow.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
I feel like I have been raped. Sexually raped.
Yeah.
By this program.
Get it right.
You have been raped by this program.
This is the Don and Mike Show.